Hello, I'm Scott. That's Drew, and welcome to just a quiet little anime podcast where it's someone's birthday. I don't know whose, but we had a birthday meal. Well, we decided it was almost the exact midpoint of our birthdays. So we celebrated that by eating too many noodles.
As two fully grown high altitude mountain cats.
High functioning also.
It is too fucking hot to be recording a podcast. And in hindsight, it is not that hot.
But it's still
just
too hot
for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not even the solstice yet. Summer hasn't even started.
Mark it down. June 8th was the day it was too hot to do this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll be back in October.
Everybody. I was going to say, now my yearly countdown to October starts.
Back to cardigan season.
It was cardigan season not very long ago. And now I can't imagine
2 weeks ago
wearing long sleeves.
Is it supposed to be hot like this from now on? Is that just the end of time?
Is this a David after dentist for you? Is it going to be like this forever?
It, in theory, is supposed to rain Monday night and Tuesday morning. And then it's going to rain all day Friday.
Is it
going to
rain over me?
Yeah, you're going to get autism because your family was killed on 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like it will rain quite a bit starting Friday, and
it's 28 degrees Celsius right now. It is too hot.
I told you it was going to be that hot.
And it's not that hot.
And you know what's great is when you're recording a podcast sitting on a pleather green couch.
Yeah, yeah. At midday,
at the hottest point of the day.
I think we nailed this.
It's going to rain on Tuesday during the day,
mm-hmm.
but it's still going to be 18 degrees.
Yeah.
So a hot rain. A hot rain. Yeah. That's
hot brown.
That's my favorite kind of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's not even enjoyable. It's not even cool.
Yeah, it's not even refreshing.
Nope.
It's just still hot, but now also wet.
Yeah. Yeah, I like hot and wet.
Yeah.
Except for I don't. I hate both of those. But like cold wet, I'm fine with. Yeah. Hot wet, I don't want.
So this has been your local weather report.
That's your Coquitlam and Greater Vancouver weather report.
In degrees Celsius.
Please don't come back.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we even do? I'm so hot. I wish there was a way to do this cooler.
I know. We're going to have to figure a way.
Let's fill the bathtub with ice and then record the podcast sitting in the bathtub.
Okay.
No.
I mean, if we did
clothes.
If we did video, we'd probably be making more money.
Yes, but we wouldn't be able to put it on the regular services. We'd have to put it on something else.
We'd
have to get a Fansly.
I like that you go off brand.
Except for that, I think Fansly is no non-nude.
That is a thing I do not understand. If you are off brand OnlyFans, you should only be hardcore.
I agree.
But like more PG OnlyFans, but less
like it's Instagram.
Yeah, your Instagram is Fansly.
You're paying for Instagram.
You can breastfeed
photos
on Instagram.
You can.
I have.
I watch you do it. Yeah, I mean, I just watched a man get his head run over by a truck and explode on Instagram.
You watched a number of real human deaths right before we started recording.
Yeah, that happens. My algorithm really knows what I like. Breastfeeding and real death.
If only we could combine the two.
I'm sure it exists. A woman breastfeeding who also dies.
Breastfeeding to death?
Yep. The baby just sucks it out of her.
Just sucks her inside
out. Sucks her soul out through her nipple. Yep. I'm sure it happens. You ever see The Omen? That kid was evil.
That was a documentary.
Damien could do it. He could suck the soul out of his mom's tit.
World heavyweight champion Damien Priest?
Yeah. When he was an evil baby. As opposed to an evil Puerto Rican man.
Secretly old Puerto Rican man.
Secretly old. Secretly very old.
I don't know if a lot of people know.
So much older
but
than
like,
you think he is.
Every, like, major name in WWE is, like, at least 45 years old.
Yeah, but think about
it's weird.
Think about when we were kids or teenagers, and you're like, how old you thought like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and Randy Savage were, and they were younger than a lot of guys are now.
They're younger than Damian Priest. Yeah, they're younger than Randy Orton now.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like, at the time, you thought they were 60. Get these old men out of my ring. I want new up and coming youngsters. They're like, oh, Hulk Hogan was 37.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, huh?
It looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because there's that fun stat, because it was like the Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper in 97 in WCW, right, that they called Age in the Cage.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just like a travesty against wrestling, and like they had a lower combined age than like
it was Goldberg Undertaker at.
Oh no, it was right? That too, but also
I think that's what started it was the Goldberg Undertaker in Saudi was when they were like, this is like one of the oldest combined age matches in WWE.
Yeah.
And then that's what started people finding like that was the age in the cage, but they are so much younger than
Younger
than every pay-per-view main event. Well, that's the thing.
It was the comparison was the age in the cage was younger than a random Edge versus Miz match.
Yeah.
On some pay-per-view.
But that's you know why? It's because Hogan and Piper weren't doing CrossFit.
Yeah, they weren't going to the box.
They weren't going to the box?
We call it the box.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what you're doing? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. You going to the box?
Apparently not.
You know it's a cult, right, guys? You guys know it's a cult.
Don't tell Seth freaking Rollins that.
I will tell him that. I'll tell him a number of things.
Which are?
CrossFit's a cult.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear your middle name one more time, I'm going to slit my wrists.
Yeah. You're the lamest person alive.
Yeah, and everything you do makes me sick. Also, you're a good wrestler.
Yep.
Hey, I'm on it. I'm not negative. Nope.
You're a loser.
I'm just reporting the news.
You're a big loser.
You're a total fucking loser.
You're the biggest loser.
Yeah. Was he ever on that?
Yeah, when he was Tyler Black.
I like that Bill, a Seattle rapper and internet personality, Billy the Fridge, tried out for The Biggest Loser, but was not cast and was basically told, if we cast you, you will take over the entire show.
100%.
Yeah. And
good on them for recognizing that.
Good eye on the casting folks. They must have had like an Allison Jones in there or something.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're really like...
The only casting director I know.
This guy's a real character.
This guy's a lot.
Yeah. Remember when we met Mayor Glenn Jacobs and he told us to keep our eye on him?
Yes, I do.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Turns out you can tell pretty quickly with Bill that he's a handful.
Yeah. I mean, they're not wrong.
No, everyone's
right.
You
could never put him on any show ever.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have the he doesn't have the brain filter to realize like I'm just a small part of this.
Yeah.
This is me.
He's not a team sports guy.
He's not a team sports guy. He's a ping pong boy, not a
the number one individual sport, ping pong. Also the only sport named after its inventor.
Yep. I don't know. Is it not what would be, I guess, tennis, golf, ping pong,
karate,
yeah. Well, no, because I guess you have a coach no matter what. Yeah, okay. Then yeah, karate.
What? Or we're talking coachless sports?
No, because I think every sport has a coach.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to have one. I never had one. I turned out great.
Yeah, you are the John Daly of professional wrestling.
Smoking three packs of cigs and drinking 24 Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
During a match
and then fighting the PGA on getting a golf cart because you're too out of shape to walk but not to golf, and they made the argument that if you can golf you can walk, and it's like no.
And he's like no.
Absolutely not.
I am exactly in shape enough to golf,
yeah,
but not in shape enough to walk. And there's distance between those things.
Yeah, that he can't walk.
He can swing a club and he can't walk.
Yeah.
No, so let him have his goddamn
I was always
card.
100% on his side.
Oh, Team Daly all the way.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why they don't all use carts.
I don't know.
You would be better at golf because you'd be less tired.
Yeah.
So just let them all wear used fucking carts.
And they're playing the back championship tees. It's like another 50 yards a hole.
Yeah. Let them do
Exhausting.
It. I'm very much in favor of them being lazy while playing a lazy sport.
I think they should just play it indoors on a screen.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that. Wasn't there another fat guy who...
John Candy?
Not John Candy, but close. Wasn't there another fat...
Lizzo?
Golfer.
Oh.
Who...
I was going to say Bubba Watson, but he's not fat. He just sounds
fat. He has a fat man's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Daly and Bubba Watson should switch names.
They should. Yeah. That'll work fine.
Yeah.
Craig Styler was a fat golfer.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
of. The Walrus?
Yeah, the Walrus. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
I mean, I'm sure that the senior tour has a lot of hefty gentlemen.
I mean, Phil Mickelson has D cups.
Phil's got big old titties.
Yeah.
Didn't something happen with Vijay Singh? Didn't he get in trouble?
I think he said something not cool.
Yeah.
I think
he is a Pacific Islander.
He is.
Whatever he is.
Yeah, he's an AAPI. Now I got to think of a fun thing that stands for.
He's a
obviously he's an African American penis inspector.
is that a job you wish you had?
No, but I am a member of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored Penis.
Mm-hmm.
NAACP and NCAA are too close together.
They are.
The AA. One or both of you should not be doing it.
Negro?
No. There's no reason you needed to say that just now. That's in neither of the acronyms. And all I was saying is that they don't need to say AA.
Hmm.
AA is for Arn Anderson.
National Chinese... adult ass play.
Okay.
Hmm.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's not bad either. I don't know if Vijay did anything bad. I know he was...
I feel like he did. I feel like he got, like, half canceled.
I know he was very outspoken against Annika Sorenstam when she was, like, on the way up.
She's too hot! Everyone's gonna get boners and we can't play golf!
And he kept talking about how he, like, hoped she would, like, miss the cut... And
that's just funny.
Yeah, I mean, was she hot? I don't know.
She was hot for a female golfer. She's like, right. No, I was gonna say Maria Sharapova, but she was like legitimately hot, right?
Maria Sharapova?
Yeah, for like, she wasn't just like tennis athlete hot. She was hot.
But is she? She's not a thing, right?
Am I thinking of Sharapova or Kournikova?
You're thinking of Kournikova. I guess you're thinking
they're both hot.
Both. I think Sharapova was hot when she was younger.
Which one did I have?
She's 37 at this point.
Disgusting. So. Which one did I have sex with?
Which
one's younger?
Serena Williams is who you had sex with.
It was Serena Williams.
Yeah.
It was Richard Williams in a wig. He's a trickster.
Yeah.
He tricked the Academy into giving Will Smith an Oscar for
after he hit a man.
Terrible portrayal of him after he hit a man.
I didn't realize
they should have been. You should be able to call audibles at the Oscar.
You should. You should. You open the envelope. You realize it's Will Smith. You just say another name.
No.
It's real.
Yeah. Just do a
Marissa Tomei.
Just do a Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. I didn't realize that Anna Kournikova is still dating Enrique Iglesias.
Nice, but not married.
Well,
you're keeping it casual.
You can't lock Enrique down.
No, you can't.
He's got to be free to do what
he
wants.
He's got to be free to buy Lamos.
Yeah, 100%. She wasn't actually good, though, right?
I don't... Kournikova wasn't good. Sharapova was good.
Yes. Sharapova was very good. I think Kournikova was,
she was
like,
just
what, whatever.
Yeah.
She won the 1999 and 2002 Australian Open.
That's a major.
And
that's Kournikova?
That's Kournikova.
Okay, so she's good.
And she won the 1999 and 2000 Tour Championship.
That's not anything. No one cares about non-Grand Slams.
And her year-end ranking in 1999 was first.
Oh, so she was legit.
And 2000 was fourth.
So was Sharapova just hot then?
And then No, because she Kournikova was good for 2 years, and that's it. 99, 2000.
Well, like, number one.
Sure, but then she went 1, 4, 26.
Okay.
And then by the end of her career, she was 176th. So, like, she had a big, big drop-off.
I used to play...
Sharapova.
I used to play a bit of tennis. I haven't played tennis in 15 or 20 years.
Okay. Brag.
Could I make the women's top 200 if I walked onto a court right now?
Senior tour, yes.
Women's senior?
Women's senior.
Okay.
Although you're not old enough to be a senior, but you could.
I could.
I mean,
I can't take Navratilova, but...
Sharapova won Wimbledon in 04, the U.S. Open in 06.
Okay.
Australian Open in 08. French Open in 12 and 14.
Does she have a career Grand Slam, or is she missing one?
She is a career Grand Slam.
Way to go.
She's won all of them. And then on the WTA tour, whatever that is. I don't know tennis.
I think that's just that's the tour.
Okay.
World Tennis Association.
She won it in 04.
Okay.
The championship in 04. And she was runner-up two other times. So I would say she's a much better player than Kournikova.
But both at some point were legitimately good at tennis.
Yes. One longer than the other one, though. Yeah, but yes, they were both very good.
Good for them.
Oh, she has a cameo appearance in Billions and in Ocean's 8.
Well,
and The Morning Show.
I've seen one of those.
Ocean's 8, because you love women.
Whenever I identify a film franchise,
yeah.
I say to myself, I'm not going to watch any of these first three or four or so, but eventually there's going to be a girl one, and then I'm going to watch that. So I'm a real Ghostbusters 2016.
Yeah. Ocean's
I'm
8.
An Ocean's 8. A third example. Oh, the all-female reboot of Charlie's Angels.
Yep. Yeah, where Bosley's just a creepy, perverted woman.
That's pretty cool.
Who, but it failed before it came out because men aren't seeing it.
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch. Elizabeth Banks. What a dumb bitch.
She might be. It's possible.
But she did make Cocaine Bear, which was pretty fun. So maybe yeah. I'm... And she was Rita Repulsa in the bad Power Rangers movie.
Was she?
So...
Is there more than one, like, post-2010 or whatever Power Rangers
nope.
movie? Or is there just one?
Just the one.
Okay.
Just the one. And there's no Ivan Ooze in it. So who even cares?
I mean, here's how old I am. I was out...
Too old.
I was out from Power Rangers before Ivan Ooze.
Well, you don't know what you're missing out on there, buddy.
Was he in the first movie? Is that where he showed up?
He was only in the movies. He wasn't, wasn't in the TV shows.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Because I was out before the movie. Because I think the show started in 93 and the movie was 95.
And yeah.
I was real 93 and 94. I had some Rita Repulsa. I had some Lord Zedd. I had some Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa. Yeah. That was pretty sick.
Don't forget Goldar.
And then Goldar's always in the mix. And the other guy.
Yep.
The monkey.
The monkey one.
The monkey type one. Yeah, and then I was out.
You racist.
He was literally a monkey.
I know. But you can't say that. I had a point I was getting to.
Power Rangers.
Elizabeth Banks was a dumb bitch.
But she was Sharapova. Rita
Repulsa. Sharapova and Kournikova.
Ivan Ooze.
I don't know if it's just because like I'm older or I don't watch SportsCenter like every night like I used to, but like I feel like there was a long period of time where I didn't watch tennis, but I knew all of the stars. Like I knew like the top like 20 players
yeah.
for men's and women's were.
Yeah.
And now other than like the older guys who are still sticking
three,
around,
yeah.
I don't think I would be able to tell you who like.
No.
Like, who's the best women's tennis player in the world?
Maria Sharapova.
I don't think she's ranked.
Arantxa Sánchez Vicario.
Oh, that's a good one. Lindsay Davenport.
Yep.
Yeah. Rankings.
Steffi Graf, a.k.a. Mr. Andre Agassi.
Mr. Women's tennis rankings. Let's see how many I know. Number one in the world is Poland's Iga Swiatek.
Nope.
Number two would be, I'm assuming by not putting the flag on it, it's Russia. Arnya Sabalenka.
I'm noticing a trend.
Number three is USA's Coco Gauff.
Okay.
Black. then Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina.
I wonder if she wears a big Rybakina. Furry hat.
She might. Then USA's Jessie Pegula.
USA,
then,
okay.
Then Czech Republic's Marketa Vondrousova.
Not a one yet.
Then Greece's Maria Sakkari. Then Chinese... Mm. Zheng Qin Wen, then Tunisia's Ons Jabeur.
I do like how multicultural this is, though. I thought it was going to be all Russians or Russian
or,
type.
Or Americans.
Yeah.
There's always a lot
but
of Americans.
But we're really mixing it up here. I like
number
it.
10 is USA's Danielle Collins. Latvia's Jelena Ostapenko. 12's Madison Keys from the USA. Russia's Daria Kasatkinka. Brazil's Beatriz Haddad Maia. Oh, that's a mixture I don't like.
Haddad's from Brazil.
From Brazil, yeah.
I don't like, yeah.
Italy's Jasmine Paolini.
Recipe for disaster.
Czech Republic's Karolina Muchova and Russia's Lyudmila Samsonova. And how far down do I have to go
to have heard of one
before I recognize.
Where's Serena Williams?
Not a thing anymore.
Hmm. This could be tough, then.
Where is the Canadian girl?
There was
Bianca Andreescu.
Something like that.
Something like that. She's outside the top 40.
Turns out I don't know one women's tennis player anymore.
Legitimately, like, looking through this list?
Nothing.
A lot of ugly ladies. wherever she is not in the, she's not good because I'm at 80 and she's not in the 80. Like,
huh.
I might've accidentally skipped over some names while looking for her, but like, I have not seen a name. Yeah. I recognize at all. Caroline Wozniacki is the first name I recognize.
Is that the Canadian?
From Denmark.
Oh.
She is number 117 in the world.
Solid.
I would imagine at some point she was like a top 10.
High. Yeah.
Current ranking 117. Career high? No, that can't be right.
Career high 116.
Bio. Just give me bio. Career highlights. She has won the Australian Open.
Grand Slam.
The WTA Finals. A bunch of times. Her highest ranking was number one in the world. And she's now 117. And that's the highest female tennis player.
I mean, that's a good career high is one.
One. But that's quite the drop off.
It happens. Well, ask Kornikova about it.
Bianca.
Happened to her in like 2 years.
Rescue ranking. She is currently. Oh my God! What happened? Literally, what happened to Bianca Andreescu? After pulling out of the 2020 Australian Open with a knee injury,
lazy.
She missed the rest of the season to focus on recovery. She returned in 2021 and reached the finals of the Miami Open. She won her first title. Oh, so her current world ranking as of January.
2024. Okay.
1,368th in the world.
I didn't know they ranked
She's
that far.
Bad. She was good for 30 seconds.
I did not know that. I thought they did like a couple hundred.
I mean, maybe that's just like, none of it matters once you get after a certain point. You're just like,
I would
and
agree.
You're
that
next,
none of it
and
matters.
You're next, and you're next. Like
after a certain point.
So she won the US Open in 2019.
Great job.
And then
that's it.
She was out in, the last thing she did was the French Open this year. She was out in the third round.
Vaxxed?
She's Canadian, so maybe. her year-end ranking, she was number 5 in 2019.
Great.
Number 7 in 2020.
Great.
Then she went 46, 45, 95, and then 1,000 whatever. Yeah.
Huh.
And
that's tough.
But her career earnings are $8 million, so.
Yeah, there's good money in most professional
sports.
Just
being a mediocre tennis player, you make decent money.
And like golf, you can be an okay pro golfer and make millions of dollars.
Men's tennis ATP rankings. Number one, Djokovic, of course.
Next? I have the answer to that one.
I think
no.
You might be surprised.
Decidedly no.
Then after him... I recognize the name Medvedev at 5.
That's because he was the leader of Russia.
Right. But after him, there's a Chilean. Whoa, weird.
Nice.
There's a Canadian at 21. I think...
Federer finally knocked it off, right? Yeah. After being, like, number one in the world for 20 straight years. Yeah.
And Nadal's also, like, bad now.
Well, Nadal's weird, because Nadal was never any good besides the French Open, which he won every single year. Yeah,
I think we would also be in the same spot where, like, I don't recognize any names on the men's side. I don't even know the last time I would have known a bunch of people. Like,
2006.
Maybe, like, 2018 would have been the last time I knew, like... every player's names, but like there are no names. Andy Murray,
hey,
75th in the world,
solid top hundo, two digits,
good for him, I guess. A lot of Chinese and Argentinians. It's just very
the
weird.
the big two of tennis,
of men's tennis. Denis Shapovalov, which is like the Canadian guy, is 118.
Yeah.
That's I've known three names.
Pretty good.
So congratulations, tennis, you blew it.
Congratulations, tennis.
It's honestly probably also the same with golf too. I think I don't know as many golf, like
I
know the big names, but outside the big names, I don't think I would know very many people.
I definitely know more now than before I watched Full Swing on Netflix.
Okay. Because I don't know what Full Swing is.
It's the documentary. It's by the same people who did the F1. One. What was it? Drive to Survive?
F1's, and as far as I'm concerned, all F1 is gay F1.
What's the F stand for? Don't say it, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because... the thing I hoped for happened on YouTube. They did retroactively go back and like every single video that's
really
demonetized, it tells you the timestamp.
And you know exactly what it is.
75% F-slur. Minimum. The recent one where part two of the wrestling wars got demonetized, and we're like, what? We were only talking about wrestling. We weren't even doing news about a sister like eating her brother's penis.
Yeah.
It was, you know, when you say someone's Japanese, but you say it much shorter, it was that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's considered a slur?
It's apparently, as per YouTube, hate speech.
Okay. Well, I guess we're never getting monetized on a Japanese wrestling one ever again.
I guess not.
Because I'm never going to remember not to call them
obviously.
That. Yeah. It's a term of endearment.
Let me try, let me do a test.
Test run? Okay.
Nip. And we'll see, because that one might be too old school, because like I know I can say spade and I'm not gonna get
zipperhead
dinged for it. Yeah, well, don't try too many, because then no, I was gonna say then we won't know, but we actually will know, because they'll tell us.
Should we just run the gamut?
Let's do them all.
Bam,
do
bam bam,
every old timey slur, see what works, see what doesn't.
Guinea. Wet back.
You know what?
No, that one's fine.
Is it?
I think so.
I
they don't even swim here anymore.
I think that's going to be the one that gets us in trouble for this one. Well, we'll find out. And if it doesn't, great. We'll say it 8 times.
We'll say it every episode.
So many times.
This podcast will be anime and us saying that word.
Now, this is an anime podcast. And the reason... this is going to be much like last week, where we banged out a lot of requests. But the reason we felt comfortable doing nearly 25 minutes of pro tennis talk is because Drew straight up forgot to watch one of them. So there's one last thing to do.
I had a busy week, and I fell asleep on the couch at 9:30 most nights. So I powerhoused through the other things I needed to do in one day, and then nice. Slept the rest of the time.
I like the way it happened, because we talked yesterday, and you're like, Scott, you're gonna be mad at how much I've watched. I'm like, oh god, he hasn't fucking watched anything. And then I responded in all caps, watch both Godzillas, Senko Roll, and Laws of Eternity. And you're like, I'm just kidding, I've watched everything. I just wanted to see you get mad. But then it turns out he straight up didn't watch one of those, and it never even registered that he nope. had to.
I don't know why I read it and didn't like go into my brain. Possibly because my legs have never been more tired in my life, and I just can't use my brain. I believe what I said
is that Peloton you got?
It was a Peloton.
Drew's been using all the podcast funds to buy $10,000 exercise bikes.
I've watched everything, including Quiet on Set, but I'm aware it's very silly to think we can also do that tomorrow or half of what we're planning. I'm not going to tell you what I've watched because you'll be mad. And then I specifically waited
for me to yell.
And then you've said then that all caps. I said, or I've watched it all except Quiet on Set, and I just want you to get annoyed / angry with a shrug emoji.
Yeah.
And then you screamed, God damn it, and then did the gif of the panda destroying the office.
Yes.
And I did the kid from the Little Rascals with
being cute.
The adorable face.
It's a real white Urkel. Did I do that?
It 100% is. Sometimes I just,
also Urkel is white Urkel.
Sometimes I just like to do things to make you mad because it's funny to me.
Yeah. And then the thing you were joking about doing to make me mad, you ended up actually kind of doing for real by
good.
Accident.
Good.
So this is a real win-win for Drew.
It really was. It really was. I wonder if I can gaslight you this episode like I did last episode.
What'd you do last episode?
I said that the cat in Sailor Moon doesn't talk.
Oh, motherfucker. I thought he did. And then everyone in the comments told me he did.
And you believed it.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, because it was funny.
So you knew. You didn't, like, make a mistake.
I said it.
Yeah.
Made the mistake. But then as we were talking, remembered, and I was like,
did not.
Well, and I was like, that we're too far. We're too far in. Who fucking cares? Gonna do? Like, who fucking cares if people call us up? Like, whatever. So, yeah. I like doing that. I like not getting your juice out of the fridge upstairs because I also hate you.
Yeah, I left juice at, I guess, Drew's work 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And,
And both times you've asked me, I've either already left or... Well, no. Both times I've already left.
Well, left... The first time you left by the time you read it, because I did send it just before you left.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I didn't think of it until after you left. I'm like, maybe...
I was already like halfway home when you sent me it.
You should have turned around.
No.
You should have turned around, gone back, broke in because there was no one
That's
there.
That's true.
And gotten my juice.
Is it one of those?
It is a different brand.
But it's one of...
But it is a bottled juice. I'm not going to say how much it costs.
Maybe I'll just drink it and not tell you. Oh, the Kyle
you
drank
drink
it.
That juice, we're fucking done.
Kyle fed it to Crouton and it's gone.
If Kyle fed my expensive juice
to
his huge monster-headed dog, we got trouble.
That's the biggest head any living organism has ever had.
The dog is 110 pounds. 85 of which is head.
Is skull. Yeah. Thick skull. So thick that the brain's this big.
Yeah. 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 That dog's head is all bone.
All bone.
He'd be a good offensive tackle.
He could. But he'd only last 8 seasons and then he would kill himself in his garage.
Yeah. Of course.
Like every other football player before like 2016.
Yeah.
Where they were like,
classic.
All right, let's take this thing seriously.
All right, let's...
Like, too many alumni are killing themselves. We should look into this.
All right, let's make them wear helmets, I guess. Will Smith told us to tell the truth, so...
In the movie, he should have won an Oscar for.
I mean, that would have been better for everyone.
Especially Chris Rock.
You know what? Yes. Especially Chris Rock.
Because if he had won it then, Jada wouldn't have made such a big fucking deal out of it.
Yeah.
And the Oscars would still be cool.
And white.
And white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, think how many...
Davine Joy Randolphs. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have to give
Chloe Zhao's.
How many Chloe Zhao's we wouldn't have to give Oscars to if we had tossed Will a mercy fuck in 2015.
Yep. Or even just Ali and get it out of the way way back when.
I guess.
Wild Wild West. Let's just make up nominations.
Wiki Wild?
Wiki Wild.
Wiki Wiki Wild.
The Legend of Beep Vance. We'll get to that.
It's not the name of the movie.
It's pretty close.
It feels...
It's pretty close.
It feels like the name of
like,
the movie.
I feel like it's based on a book that was
that
written
was
during
called,
the time.
That was written during the Civil War and
called
that.
And it's called that.
That. Yeah.
And then when they got 100%. The rights to the book, they were like... We got to change this.
I guess.
I don't think on screen we can call Will Smith the N-word.
Let's go bagger, I guess. It's close. People will know.
People will know.
Yeah.
People who know the book will appreciate that we tried. Yeah, bagger. It's like a slang term for a guy who...
a caddy.
Who puts stuff in a bag and
hitchhikes
across the country in a train like a vagrant.
Yeah.
Bagger.
It's something that annoys you.
Baggers. Have I seen that movie? I don't even know.
I feel like I've seen like 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I feel like my dad was watching it one day and I was passing through.
And your dad had read the book, so he was correcting it every time?
He's like, that's not how you say it.
I always get that one confused, and then there's another one that's...
Another magical Negro movie?
Similar to it. That has like... Like a little, like a kid caddy?
Malcolm X.
Legend of N-Word Vance. Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Same movie.
Both magical Negroes.
No, I feel like there's one where there's like a kid who's the caddy for like a famous golf, like a famous old-timey golfer. And I think that's the one I'm confusing.
Little Big League, but golf.
Maybe Shia LaBeouf's in it?
Hmm.
When he was like...
Younger, yeah.
But before Hollywood had really ruined him.
I totally know what you're talking about now. Yeah, it's a thing. God damn it. I can picture it. Maybe I've seen it.
What the greatest game ever played.
Yeah.
2005, directed by Bill Paxton.
Is Matthew Damon in it?
Shia LaBeouf.
Or it's Shia.
Stephen Delane.
I guess I'm just thinking Shia.
Elias Cotes.
Elias Cotes, you
Cotes,
pleb.
Whatever.
He's an American hero. He was in fucking Ninja Turtles, man.
And no other actors that
Wait,
are
was
of
he?
Name. Yeah, he's Casey Jones.
Okay, he's Casey Jones, yeah.
And no other actors of note. But it was directed by Bill Paxton. R.I.P.
We lost him.
Yeah, he's only directed two movies. And
interesting.
They're both strange. He directed... Well, it's strange that those are the two movies he directed. A golf movie about a kid... Caddy.
Yeah.
And Frailty, starring Matthew McConaughey, where he's the son of a serial killer and then wonders if he's also a serial killer or something. I've seen it, but I don't remember a
nice.
Fucking thing about it. Somebody pay for us to watch Frailty.
Yeah.
As well as all the other things.
Hey, we gotta say.
Ooh,
we came...
Powers Booth is in it.
Nice. The powers that Booth. People came through on a request.
Yeah.
And like a bunch of people.
Yeah. Good job.
We are now one for one on Discord crowdfunded requests. So that is very encouraging.
That's wild.
Actually.
That's wild.
So thank you to a lender for the idea and Olivia for organizing it. Yeah. Olivia said she had 9 people contribute, but doesn't want to give me their government names, so I have to guess who they are. But we're not doing that one this week, so if you want to tell me that you were one of the people, tell me so I can thank you next time.
This is also your opportunity to lie about it.
You can also lie about
it. Just tell us you
did.
I
have no way of checking.
We'll have to believe you. People have to believe you.
So yeah, so that was pretty good. Although it was... funny that they're like, hey, let's do this, and like, hey, we're doing it, look, I'm contributing, and hey, we got to $150 for Quiet on Set, the 4-hour total documentary that costs $300, and maybe the person whose idea it was confused on the cost.
But then Olivia just sent the other 150, and I think got paid back some of it. So hopefully you're not out too much. But thank you very much to everyone for that. That's rules. That's pretty awesome. So keep doing that all the time. Do it right now. Are you doing it?
I'm doing it.
We'll wait.
I'm doing it. I guess I thought about this.
Before you thought about something yesterday, keep it. Keep it in your brain. Don't even think. Don't even listen to me. Just hold it tight in what's left of your functioning brain. Probably should have said it before the 40-minute mark. But
fucking late.
If you want to bypass the Discord crowdfunding portion of your evening, you can send money directly to paypal.me/notscotthenson and paypal.me/sariansoftpaws. And it can be for a request, or it can just be for giving us money, because we very much need money right now. But it's greatly appreciated what you did, and please continue to do so. And the more you do it, the less we will bother you, because that is the bargain we have struck.
Correct.
Now.
Nope, it's gone.
Nope.
No, it's gone.
Don't be like that.
You did this. You put the poison in me.
I gave you literally one
you
job.
You put the poison in me.
To remember the thing from whatever yesterday you were saying.
It's gone. No, I'll just say, I feel like I thought about it yesterday that we don't really promote the Discord on here.
We haven't mentioned it in a bit.
So we should do that.
There's a Discord. It became surprisingly active, surprisingly quickly. Not a thing. It's
not necessarily by either of us, but
not at all.
If more people get on it, I will be more active.
Okay.
But right now, I don't know how Discord works. I do
enough, I guess. And I had one day where one day this week where I responded to a bunch of stuff. So I feel like I've done my part for the first half of 2024.
It must be nice to have a lot of sit-down time and answering emails not when you're falling asleep constantly as soon as you get home.
I had a bit of sit-down time, and it was nice. But, we do. There's a Discord. The link is in the YouTube description. YouTube.com/@notscotthenson, and go do all the proper YouTube things while you're there. Subscribe and comment and get it. Okay. Get into fights in the comments to drive more comments, but Iggy, don't get into fights with me. that was not the exercise. Do not make a comment that I am in the pocket of Big Dog and try to start an argument with me. Yell at other people. Call them gay.
Yeah. Don't use F slurs because it'll get us demonetized. On the Discord.
No, do whatever in the Discord.
There's too much smut in this Discord. You guys are a smutful bunch. Ew, there's a lot of naked horses. I don't... get that shit out of here.
Put some clothes on those horses.
Now I'm responding to things on the Discord. So,
okay.
Have fun. No, cows, get out of here.
I'm assuming you're in the art section.
I'm in the art section. No, no. What's this one? Oh, it's a monkey. I don't like that one. I mean, here's the thing. The art is good, but it's of the wrong animals. If you're going to do the art, do it of the cats.
I agree. Although
I think it's a lot of people just posting their art.
No, but I think the person whose art you are largely commenting on literally just drew something of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to be clear. Shout out to Bo Rain. Your stuff's really good.
Your stuff is really good.
Draw more stuff of us.
And less horses.
And as per Drew, less naked horses.
I don't like naked horses.
I don't know if I need naked horses in my life, but he might be the fourth straight furry on Earth. So I'm gonna give him.
Who are the other three?
Me, you, Dry Juice.
Take that back.
Dry Juice, two people we don't know, and Bo Rain. Yeah, that's fair too.
Well, at least this horse is in a bikini, so I guess I'm not as grossed out by that.
Okay, so there you go. You need clothes on your horse.
Another bikini. Perfectly fine.
Computer, can you show nude horse?
This is not safe for work, Scott. Are you sure? You have a phone call from your wife. Tell her I'll call her back. I got things to do.
I have work to do.
I-66 season 6 leaked. Oh.
What leaked?
I Sucks Dick season 6.
Wait.
I don't know. Somebody commented that.
Did it?
It it appears to be art of a tiger man in a suit getting bukkakied by several other large penised animals. And the comment was, I guess Scott experimented during his school years. And then below that said, I Sucks Dick season 6 leaked.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You said, I hate it when people use real photos of me for their art and don't give credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Anyways, should I be done looking at the art on the Discord and let other people look at the Discord?
You can.
Also, there should be, is there? I don't actually know if I'm in here. There is. Perfect.
A what?
Whoever's in charge of running the Discord. I like what you're doing. There's a section just called cats.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, somebody should make one that's just cats.
Yeah, don't worry. There but is.
It is.
I think it's largely UV and Antifa Catboy.
Yep. UV and Antifa Catboy seem to be popping up a lot.
And I think they're doing a nice job. And a job that I never would have done myself, so thank you.
Oh, I like this one. This is funny. This is cute. I like this one.
You got a cute thing? It is it's a cat on its back with a bear trap drawn over the cat because a cat's tummy might as well be the center of a bear trap.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's a trap.
Except Zeb, you can go tummy all day on him.
Yeah. That's because he doesn't need to establish his dominance or prove to you that he's the alpha.
Yeah.
Like,
it's understood.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, Other cats sometimes need to give you a bop or a bite because they're like, don't forget, I'm fucking in charge.
It's an insecurity
but
thing.
But with Seb, it's like, you know. You fucking know.
My teeth don't even stay in my mouth. I could kill you.
Any second I want, I'm going for the jugular or the back of the neck and just...
No sweet, sweet neck blood.
No house cat has snapped the necks of more children than Seb.
Yeah, he had an interesting early life before I picked him up from the cat fae.
What's the end of fae?
What?
Guh?
No.
Oh. Go?
Yeah.
Cat fae go?
Cat fae go. Let's drink some cat. Yeah, I know it's too hot. I'm too hot too.
I'm gonna use my tiny Korean
Your
fan.
Your tiny individual Korean fan. It's gonna be annoying on mic.
Not really.
We'll see.
No, it's fine. If I do it directly at mic. But not at
the mic. Okay, yeah, definitely at the mic, that makes some noise. But
that's a sound people are gonna really like.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Just a droning. I wish it wasn't like this. we have drinks to drink because from Australian correspondent Leo Larkin, we got 6 fucking Bundaberg sodas and figured we shouldn't drink 6 last week addition to all the other shit we also had.
Joke's on us because we didn't fully drink any of those 3.
No.
But
so now let's open these 3.
Today might be better.
Yeah.
And if you want to finish those 2, they're in the fridge.
Great. I'm sure well carbonated.
Oh. I'm not going to like this one, I don't think.
I mean, this would not be my go-to.
I don't like dark ginger beers.
Yeah.
Should I shake it up?
Yeah, always good to give any carbonated capped beverage a good shake before you open it. So this is Bundaberg Ginger Beer.
Are you playing with fire?
It bubbled up. It definitely bubbled up.
He was thinking about it.
Yeah, Bundaberg ginger beer. I don't necessarily like dark gingers. That's not... Well, that doesn't exist, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're actually safe with that.
Yeah.
Now, permutation of the word ginger, lots of trouble.
Ah. Dark.
Baggers.
Oh,
I don't care for the smell. I really don't care for the smell.
I'm not a big ginger beer guy. I don't mind a Moscow Mule, but I think the lime is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that.
As far as ginger beers go, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's not as strong or potent as I expected it to be.
The kind that like goes right up your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a ginger ale a lot, but yeah, it's not.
This is fine.
Doesn't it's blow like, out your all your senses.
It doesn't blow your back out.
Or no, it does not blow my back out.
Bundaberg. Ginger beer that won't blow your back out.
Crikey.
Does it say that on the label? It does.
It does. The official catchphrase of Bundaberg ginger beer. Yeah, it's smooth.
It's good. It tastes like real ginger.
But yeah, I'm not really a big fan of ginger.
I'm not a huge...
You will be shotgunning the rest of that for yourself, sir.
I like the idea of shotgunning a glass bottle.
Yeah. Poke a hole in it.
Jabbing an ice pick into the bottle.
Well, you heat it up hot enough, and then you stick a hole in it.
Sure.
You're good. I think I saw in the U.S. because they're fat pigs. Sorry, America, but you're fat pigs.
You guys know.
You know.
Come on.
I think they're making beer cans that have shotgun tabs now. I think I saw that with like Bud, not Bud Light, because nobody likes Bud Light anymore. I don't know, Budweiser or something.
Bud Hard.
Where like it has
Bud the, Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy. It's got the top one, but it also has the back one.
I am shocked that didn't come along earlier.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
I guarantee you that's a thing for sure.
You pigs. You white trash redneck garbage.
All right. Yeah. This is a pretty good ginger beer, but I'm done with it.
We're gonna put it on the table.
It went up my nose a little bit. They lied. They blew my back out.
That's because you sneezed.
You promised, Bundaberg. You promised if
you
I drank
made me a promise.
Your ginger beer that it wouldn't blow my back out.
Okay, this one's a lemonade, which I want to see what the Australian definition of brewed sparkling lemonade is.
I think it's going to be a sparkling North American lemonade. Ah. Not like whatever the fuck is going on in the United Kingdom that they think lemonade is.
Mm.
7-Up and Sprite are not fucking lemonade, you assholes.
They're also trash. Can we admit that the UK is also trash?
Yeah, I feel like that's something we've danced around for far too long and we need to come out and say it. Y'all are just a different kind of trash.
Yeah.
You trick people with the accent, but you're trash.
Oh, we dress nice and we have an accent, but also we're dumb and think crisps and biscuits and Sprite and 7-Up.
Yeah, like just because you're all gay, you we're supposed to think you're not trash. And granted, it's a good trick. Like... The clothing, the accent, the being gay, it is a good way to throw you off. But at the end of the day, you're trash. So you made an interesting face at your first sip of that. Positive, negative, HIV?
Paused up from the pause up.
Mm-hmm.
It's lemony, for sure.
Okay.
It is lemony. Snicket. But the one,
is it unfortunate?
No, it's the one with not Jim Carrey, but with Neil Patrick Harris. I like a gayer lemony snicket.
This is good, but can we make it gayer?
Can we make it gayer?
It's what they said about Scotland, and then that's how we got England.
I also didn't realize that on the bottle it says invert the bottle before opening.
Oh, so that's like shake, but less violent.
Yeah, but I did not read that until I had opened that one, so...
This is some legit...
Invert over on yourself.
Lemon. I'm going to invert my penis over your mouth.
Into a vagina?
Yes.
You're going to make your penis a vagina over my mouth. Okay. It's good, right?
It's
lemon.
It's real ass lemon. So we got carbonated water, cane sugar, lemon juice from concentrate, then lemon brew. Whatever the hell that is.
What? Why doesn't that taste like the Aussie lemonade monster?
Because that has half artificial sweetener and makes me angry. Mm. Oh, it tells you what lemon brew is. It's okay. Oh. Oh, I see. Okay, interesting. Because it's funny that, like, because, like, the overall ingredients are, like, the things in lemonade, like water, sugar, lemon juice. And then one of the ingredients is lemon brew, and then the ingredients in that are water, sugar, lemon juice, but also yeast. So it's an actual brew, like an alcohol-less brewing, I guess.
Your yeast.
Interesting. This is good, though. I like it.
This one also has yeast in it.
Are these all yeasty drinks?
Could be yeasty. The yeasty boys. That's us.
There's yeast in the ginger beer. We're all getting infections.
In our vaginas.
Under our tits.
Nice.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. gross.
Bacon bread under there. The last one is a peach.
Pesh.
You're welcome.
Yep.
I'm still full of pasta, so...
We ate a lot.
You're going to hear a lot of that.
Now, let's be clear. We ate it for lunch. I ordered them for lunch. But when I ordered them, I was offered the dinner size.
Yeah.
Did I take the dinner size? 100% I did. Yep. Because why wouldn't I?
We
had a real dinner for lunch.
I can't wait for your traditional eat it with your hands.
It is my
on your way
favorite
home.
Thing on earth is eating 2/3 of my dinner size pasta for lunch, then not eating anything else,
yeah.
And then being here a while,
yeah.
And then on the way home eating the remainder with my hands,
yep.
While I drive home.
Not a bad,
it
a
is
plan.
One of life's simplest and greatest pleasures. I'm so looking forward to it.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as strong of a peach flavor as I would have liked it to be.
You want more peach?
Because I think it's a natural peach flavor, which isn't always that strong. When you get peach-flavored things...
It's fake peach.
They take it and turn it up to 11.
yeah.
And this is like a 5 or 6, like a regular peach flavor. Still good,
mm-hmm.
But like... Not as potent...
I'll give you the lemon back, should you need it. So, let's see. Okay. Yeah, the thing is, it is a very
natural peach flavor.
Yeah. I see. Well, Drew's making music. Should we just do bottle ASMR for the rest of...
Lisa, I didn't say stop playing the jar. Yeah, these are all like I do like that they are just a natural flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, they're no bullshit sodas.
Put them on the table. I don't have hands to put them places.
I was going
to
make you juggle.
Oh, my stomach.
Now we've had... Now we've had a quarter of each of those,
yep.
And the rest surely will not be wasted.
Probably not, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Probably the ginger beer might not get drank the rest, but...
Maybe.
I'll try to make an effort to drink the rest.
Well, I gotta sit up straight.
Yeah,
That's better, actually. Okay.
Are you sure you're a tiger and not a fat pig?
Some days I wonder, friend.
Ooh, I can smell it a little bit.
Well, yeah, it smells like garlic and tomato also.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Big day. Shout out to Penne alla Rabbiata.
Shout out to Anton's.
They're fine people who make... too much pasta and then serve it to you.
Considering how large the portions are,
did you turn your gain?
Considering how large the portions
were, you
portions
muted for
are,
a minute?
Yeah, considering how big they are, you do get a lot.
Oh yeah.
Like, and it's not that expensive.
Oh no,
like, it's very reasonably priced for like
it's
very
yeah.
good Italian food.
Yeah. But then that's the thing. It's like, it's not like it is quantity first and foremost, but it is like good quality pasta. Yep. It's not Olive Garden.
It is not Olive Garden.
When you're there, you're not family.
When you're there, you're estranged family. It's like you've reconciled with your son who you don't actually want to come over for dinner. So you're like, I'm just going to make crappy pasta and hope he doesn't come back.
Or your first meeting with your brother that you never knew you had until you did 23andMe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. my secret brother.
My secret gay black brother.
I love my dead gay black brother. Oh, okay. We got to get my... I'm running out of energy. It's too hot.
Let me just rest my eyes.
Don't tempt me. I'll rest my fucking eyes.
No, don't. Please. I beg of you, do not rest your eyes. Because I know what that entails. So, we were going to do just a quiet little anime podcast where we reviewed Gojira, Shin Gojira, Senko Roll, and The Laws of Eternity. We will be doing the first three of those.
We will be doing some of those.
So I don't even know. Here's a philosophical question. Is Godzilla anime?
There is Godzilla anime. So yes.
Am I within my freedoms as an American to title this episode something to do with anime, even though we are in theory
much ado about anime,
even though we are doing two Godzilla movies and one anime short, which is 70% less anime than I was expecting to do today. Or should I title it something to do with Gojira? How about Gojira to the polls? Yeah, that's it. First try, best try, writing it down.
Pokemon Gojira to the polls? I can't remember. I can't believe she said that.
What? Imagine ever thinking she would get elected. Between Pokemon Go to the polls and I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
Yep. And,
two of the most embarrassing things ever said by an adult woman. And that covers ground.
Yeah.
You've seen women, right?
Oh, I've seen women. I hate them.
Oh, I hate them.
Oh, I hate them.
Guys, Drew's blind and doesn't know that he's a woman.
Yeah.
He's the president of his local chapter of the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Ooh, yeah.
But no one's ever told him that he's a woman.
And then I'm going to take off my white hood.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to lose their minds because I'm a woman. What is a woman?
Let's ask Matt Walsh from the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, the other one.
Nice Matt.
Nice Matt. I think other Matt got himself in trouble, didn't he?
Is he like fucking his own son or something?
I don't know if that's true.
Might have conflated.
I feel like he got in trouble for something though recently, didn't he?
I feel like he was maybe being a ped.
Nice. Well, you know what? I think I like him even more.
I mean, it didn't hurt him in my eyes.
Personal life. Maybe he's doing something.
Hard time is what he's doing.
Nope, that's not the thing. Yeah, I feel like he definitely... I saw him in the news recently. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Matt Walsh. Outrage over... Nope.
Could you explain to me why my phone would like to autocorrect Gojira to Hokies?
What even is Hokies?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What is this?
What is a woman? Or did he find out what a woman was and everyone got mad?
Mm-hmm. Three people who were interviewed in the anti-trans film What Is a Woman say mm-hmm. the filmmaker used deceptive recruiting tactics that contradicted the doc's promise to be a fearless examination of the modern gender debate. The participants told NBC News that they felt that they had been tricked by producers who hid behind the facade of flattering and vague language. Dr. Marcy Bowers, a California surgeon whose patients include trans women, provided the outlet with what she referred to as completely deceptive email from a producer. According to copy provided to NBC News, the email poses the doc as a film about transgender people and the challenges they face in today's cultures. The film, which was released in 2022, ads on major platforms.
The film, which was released in 2022 and was paid for by some creep for Scott and Drew to watch.
In June of 2022, the doc went viral after Twitter owner and billionaire Elon Musk promoted the video on his own account, resulting in two high-level departures from the social media company within 24 hours. Under Musk's supervision, Twitter previously removed a policy against targeting, misgendering, and dead naming of transgender individuals. Naya Okami, a trans woman, said she would not have agreed to appear in the film if Walsh's team had been transparent about their perspectives. Said she felt the Daily Wire founder had used her to capture gotcha footage for the film. It was completely fraud, in my opinion. She said he wanted to use me to make us look ridiculous, to make us look sensational. Dr. Michelle Forcier, a professor of pediatrics at Brown University, said that Walsh's staff had pitched what seemed to be a genuine interest in the science behind puberty blockers. I said, sure, learning about blockers is really important, and I'm always trying to be available to talk about the science and help people understand. However, a few minutes into the interview, Walsh compared puberty blockers to chemical castration and said gender dysmorphia was similar to believing in Santa Claus. Dr. Forcier cut the interview short. He was getting frustrated because I just wouldn't say some of the things he wanted me to say.
Isn't that a little on them for not knowing
who Matt Walsh is?
Matt Walsh's deal is? I can't have that much sympathy. Maybe the Daily Wire founder will be presenting a fearless and even-handed look at the modern gender debate. Or he's going to do everything that Daily Wire does. Because he's the founder.
That's just so... So on them. Also, one of those liberal doctors said the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I will never be on their side.
No. You're a Walsh guy.
You're a Walsh guy.
Wait. Did you just rubber glue me?
Yep.
So you're a Walsh guy?
You're a Walsh guy. All right. I'm going to take a quick nap.
Okay.
And you talk about the anime I didn't watch.
On air nap?
Yeah. And you talk about the anime.
Oh, I solo Laws of Eternity.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't have to watch it.
You have to watch it.
Is it good?
It's not good. No.
Okay.
The answer to your direct question is no, but it's also not boring.
Okay. We'll see if I watch it.
There's a lot going on. What'd you knock over?
My water.
Is it everywhere?
Nope. It doesn't leak out of those things.
Hmm. Must be nice. Oh, we're back to... Tiny,
it's fucking hot.
Tiny individual Korean
fan. What is it, like 36 right now?
I think so. It's relentless.
Keith Lee?
Are we going to make it through the summer?
No.
I feel like every year is worse.
It is still 28.
Still too much.
Good news, in the next 5 minutes it says it's going to go down to 27.
Ooh. For our imperial...
Don't help those pigs out.
I'm going to give them one at the beginning of the season... I'm going to give them what 28 is, and then they can just figure everything else for the rest of the year.
Any of these dummies know how math works?
28 C in F. Off the top of the dome, let me see.
92.
No, I think it's 80s. But let me see. So what's the math? Multiply... by 9
fifths, 9/10 of an inch,
and add 32.
That's why is it that? Why?
Well, the 32 is because our zero is there 32. Perfect. Why wouldn't you use 32 for the freezing temperature of water and 212 for the boiling point?
You know,
it's
what?
Perfectly logical.
That makes sense. I'm back in.
And yeah, and then the actual degree scale is 9 to 5 for whatever reason, because I guess they're big Dolly Parton fans.
Yep.
Yeah. So 28 divided by 5, we're going to do this long form, is of course 5.6. So 5.6 times 9 is 45, and 50.4, and then we add 32. So I'm going to say it's 82.4 degrees. Let's find out together via the internet. By the magic of the internet. Drew, it's 82.4 degrees.
There you go.
Can you even believe it?
I can believe it.
What a
you have autism.
Believe it or not, or believe it.
Believe it or not, or I believed it the whole time.
Yeah.
82 is too hot.
Jonathan Frakes comes out to tell us that it was... this one right here? Mm-hmm. This guy's autistic. That was fact.
That's fact.
Yeah, we didn't make that.
Didn't make that one up.
This guy, that guy being a woman, that was fiction. We made it up.
Made it up. What a weird show.
My sister has like core fear memories from that show.
Really, just from some of the
like one episode freaked her the fuck out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does she remember which one?
Yes. I'm
sure I saw it, but I don't remember.
Kid keeps insisting there's a monster in his closet, and parents tell him to shut up.
As you should.
Yeah. And then one night he goes in his closet to check it out and disappears forever. And it was fact. And I think it kind of ruined her life.
Yikes. I mean, I legitimately can't sleep with the closet open.
Well, fair.
I, like, as an adult man, I can't sleep with the closet open.
Or
I
the
just,
lights off.
I just don't like the closet being open.
You go
at night.
Closet closed, lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Face down, ass up.
Yeah. Paws down, tail up.
Yeah, that's how I sleep.
Oh, I hope nobody.
I definitely, I'll say it off pod, but I definitely said something like that at work. But...
Say it on pod.
No. I was leaning over into a box of hoodies, like in the back.
Nice.
And I said, oh no, my face is in this box and my butt's up. I hope no one tries to top me.
And my tail star is showing. We made a tail star hip hop joke before,
sure
right?
Did.
Yeah, okay.
Sure
just
did.
Want to make sure that was on the record. Okay, so let's do my favorite anime, 1954's Godzilla.
Yep.
And I'm going to write down the timestamp so I don't have to do it later.
1:12:28.
As long as it's the general minute, I don't mind scrubbing through that. This is brought to us by Angie, who I don't know if she has made an actual request before, but he's always in the mix, and she's great, and thank you. In black and white. What do you think about that?
Why does everybody think Matthew Broderick's so hot?
Do they?
I don't know.
I think it's just relative to his wife.
Well, in the movie, they're like all over him.
You watched the wrong...
Damn movie. It! No,
I watched...
But did I watch the first one? Did I watch original?
Yeah.
Then Shin, then watch 1998 afterwards?
Did you?
Of course I did.
I like that.
Of course I did. That's like one of my favorite guilty pleasure movies of all time.
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
It's terrible, but yeah. It's so fun.
It is fun.
And Hank Azaria is great in it.
And it turns out Godzilla was a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What a twist.
What a twist.
Is that the only Godzilla's a bitch movie? Explicitly?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know,
does Godzilla
actually.
Lay eggs in any other Godzilla movies? I mean, there's 1,000 Godzilla
there
movies,
is
so
a,
probably yes.
There is like a baby Godzilla, but I think it's his nephew. I don't think it's his son.
Oh, didn't we... See, wasn't there like a baby one in Godzilla, what, Final Wars, the one with Don Fry?
Yes, there was.
There was, yeah.
Yeah, there was, but it was his nephew or something.
Of course, yeah.
Because Godzilla doesn't fuck,
but
his brother fucks.
Or his sister.
Or his sister fucks. Also, there's a new Despicable Me movie coming out, and Gru has a kid, And my letterbox review for it was, I'm so glad we live in a world where Gru fucks.
Is it clear who the mother is?
Yeah, she's like the female lead the other movies.
I've like, never seen one. I was just hoping he like reproduced asexually or something.
He definitely fucks.
He just like spored off a child.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can only fuck minions for so long.
They're sterile, right?
Yeah.
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 You can't make
Can't knock them up.
No, it's like a mule.
It's like a mule. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a crossbreed.
A lot of people are calling minions the mules of Illumination Studios.
Yeah. Anyways, original Godzilla.
Yeah. Where's your notes?
In my head.
Okay.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
What do you have? You have notes on
Shin Godzilla.
But you don't have them ready.
It's on the laptop.
The laptop's closed.
Yeah, but we're doing the first one. And then when we're done the first one, I'll open the laptop.
I forgot there was a process.
You're making this way more complicated than it needs.
I'm sorry. This is on me. The movie opens with a ship sinking faster than any ship has ever sunk.
Yes! Oh my god! Well, maybe in those post-bomb Japanese waters, just the mixture of oxygen to hydrogen is off, and everything goes down fast.
It could be. They and then they sort of like go. So like some shit is happening out at sea, basically, and just like ship after ship after ship is just getting fucked up.
Yeah.
So they're in like the military's like war room, and they have like a big map on the wall with like the positioning of their ships.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's 1954.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's not a dynamic video screen.
Yeah.
It's just an illustration.
Yep.
So do they just draw a new ship every time it moves a little bit?
Oh.
How does it stay accurate?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not stickers?
They could be stickers.
Scratch and sniff boat stickers.
Ooh, they smell like boat.
They smell like boat. they smell like fish.
They
guts.
Smell like, yeah, 1950s Japanese boat. It's not my number one scratch and sniff.
What is your number one?
Pussy.
Okay, moving on.
Or raspberry.
One or the other.
One of the
interchangeable.
Two. Yeah. Yeah. One and 1A. then what else we got? Well, the next thing I wrote is, look, if Japanese George C. Scott says it's Godzilla, then it's fucking Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was the, just like an old guy on the island, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who, cause no one knows what this thing is or what it's doing. And then Asian George C. Scott tells everyone about the island legend of
Gojira.
I also wrote, could have used a second pass on the helicopter miniature. It, very much looked like a helicopter miniature.
I mean, everything that's a miniature in this movie looks like a miniature.
But it is kind of charming though.
Yeah, I mean, good for them in 1910 for being able to like figure out perspective everything looks like it's not the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So then the scientists start talking and I'm like, were my subtitles wrong or did they say dinosaurs were at their peak 2 million years ago? They said that, right?
I don't remember. I watched it on Tubi, so I don't know if the... I watched it on Tubi despite having the Criterion.
I like
but
style.
I was like, ah, computer? Yeah, I'll do that. They might have. I don't remember.
Yeah, like, that's incorrect. And I think we even knew that in 1954.
Scott, we recently tried to kill them all. Their brains are going to be a little wonky.
Yeah, they were wonky in this.
Things had gone bad for them for a little bit, and...
Like, we had humanoids 2 million years ago.
Not even close.
We had... Well, like, when did... What was...
65 million years ago.
Yeah, that's fucking dinosaurs.
And dinosaurs died off, like, 10 million years ago?
No, more than that.
Yeah, so...
Like, 40.
Yeah, so... Good
job.
Like,
they were... Like... What was Homo erectus's heyday? 2 million years ago.
There you go.
Come on.
Godzilla or dinosaurs and Homo erectus, apparently same time.
So was Homo habilis before that?
What about a homosexual? That's now?
That's 2024.
Okay.
Is their heyday. Gimme... Wow, 3.3 million years ago. But they're kind of monkeys. They're like... Yeah, Homo habilis are like fancy monkeys. Erectus is starting to look like people.
Yeah. And are they starting to eat people?
Yeah, probably. But yeah, they were not coexisting with the Brontosaurus.
You don't know.
I do know.
You're not a scientist.
Well, here's what I do know.
That but also neither of them were. They were also not scientists.
They were... What I do know is they were all coexisting 6,000 years ago when the Earth was created.
Correct. By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ. And fossils were put there by God to test your faith.
Yep. And you know what? I failed.
I also failed.
It failed my faith.
It tested my faith too hard.
Too hard. Pushed a little bit too much.
And now I don't have faith.
Yep.
Despite George Michael's pleas.
What is your chosen faith? I got to say the George Michael one is probably still my favorite.
I'm a Limp Bizkit man myself.
Oh, yeah. That is a...
I'm trying to think where that's from.
That is a...
Sounds British.
It's a Matt Lucas, David Walliams. What's that show?
Little Britain?
Or nope.
The airport one?
The airport one.
Fly me to the moon.
No.
Let me play among... Come fly with me.
Come fly with me. That's the one. Yeah.
We got there.
Where the guy is Pakistani and he asks him what his chosen faith is.
Did you say chosen?
Chosen. okay. So if there's a cricket match between Pakistan and England, yeah. Who are you cheering for? Oh, I don't like cricket. What do you like? BMX mostly. It's a great show. It's a great show.
It is. And like Little Britain's funny too. I like
we should say that to all of our British friends.
Yeah, most of Britain turned on Little Britain because I think like a lot of popular stuff, it gets like overplayed, overquoted, sure. Blah blah blah. Yep. But like there's like I'm sure I feel like at a point in like 2004 or 5, like we were annoyed by Chappelle's show because it was so overquoted.
I mean,
I think I was just, but I was annoyed at the overquoting, not the show.
Not Chappelle's show for me. I think it was Trailer Park Boys for me. Trailer Park Boys was the one that was like, yeah, that's funny, but you don't have to say the same line like 10 times in a row over the course of like 20 minutes. Like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. But like, there's funny stuff in Little Britain.
I've only seen a little bit. And then didn't they do a USA one too?
There was also a season of Little Britain USA. Yeah. Yeah.
I like David Walliams. He's pretty funny. I don't care for Matt Lucas. Not as much.
I don't want to look at him.
Yeah. I'm fine if I don't have to look at him.
Yeah.
Unless he's playing Tweedledee and Tweedledum in Alice in Wonderland, because that is the role
he was born. The world's most perfect casting.
He was born to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a very white, very bald, very short, round, fat. Yeah. He's perfect.
Perfect casting.
Yeah. But monstrous to look at.
Yep.
Outside of an Alice in Wonderland scenario. Yep. And they're both gay.
Huh.
Disgusting.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Yeah.
Are they gay with each other?
Never.
It's not a Tegan and Sarah situation?
It's not a Tegan and Sarah. Or a Tattoo.
Tattoo? Yeah, that was another one. They weren't sisters, though.
In my...
Oh, okay.
Fan fiction, they are.
Ah, okay. Turns out they have the same dad, but they're also lovers?
Yeah. What did that make you think of?
Oh, I was trying to think of what the second hit song for Tattoo was. It was Not Gonna Get Us was the second one.
I don't even know I know that. No. I know
all the things you said.
And their cover of The Smiths' How Soon Is Now.
Cool. Oh, The Smiths. Are you a 14-year-old girl in a horror movie?
I am!
Oh, okay. A 14-year-old girl in a horror movie written by a nerdy 40-year-old guy who puts Smith's posters up and makes her wear like a Joy Division t-shirt in the movie?
Yeah, that's what teens love.
Of course.
Yeah.
All teens. They all love that shit.
Oddly, Latino teens legitimately do.
Okay.
Morrissey is fucking massive with like young Latinos. Nobody knows why.
Well, it's because they're not having sex, so they need to find somebody else who's not having sex.
They need a leader.
Yeah. I don't know that I even know a Morrissey song.
You would know some. I don't like just Morrissey, not Smith's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I also don't. I think I know one Smith's song, and that's it.
You know.
I don't.
You know damn right.
Play them all right now on the podcast so I can hear them.
I will. So much. We're not even going to give you the satisfaction of our old-timey slurs getting it demonetized. We're going straight up copyright claims.
Yep.
You know how soon is now.
Do I?
I am the sun and the air, criminally vulgar.
I don't think so.
I'm a son and heir.
I don't think I know that.
Hmm. This might be trickier than I thought.
I know right here, right now.
That's Jesus Jones. You can't know more Jesus Jones than the Smiths.
I'm sorry, man.
This charming man. I would go out tonight.
I don't know. I would honestly have to hear it to know it. And I don't even know that I would know any of it.
How soon is
that? Also, I share the same last name, so... All of them are the Smiths. I'm a Smith. Docs. There is a light that never goes out. I don't know that one.
You should.
Back to the old house. Heaven knows I'm miserable. Please, please, please let me something.
That's in fucking Ferris Bueller.
I don't know what the songs are in Ferris Bueller. I just know that the principal's a cool guy and I wanted to bang his sister.
I mean, that's all the important stuff. So
and if you watch that, then Fight Club, then watch that again, you realize they're the same movie.
That's true. That's pretty cool.
Okay, well, if I had headphones, I would play it right now, but I don't actually know any of those songs.
Hmm.
Right here, right
now. Maybe you're just a fucking Philistine.
We are the Smiths, and this is our song. That's sad to me. That's the same thing.
It's basically the same.
Okay.
So they got dinosaurs wrong. Like, badly wrong. And then the rest of the movie, they're saying that Godzilla is a 2-million-year-old dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, the youngest dinosaur in creation.
He's the coolest, hippest dinosaur around.
This ain't your daddy's dinosaur.
You're lucky he wasn't wearing a backwards cap.
On a skateboard?
On a skateboard.
Sunglasses?
He's Theodore Rex. Godzilla and Theodore Rex, same person.
Same thing?
Same guy.
What's the fun story about Theodore Rex?
I don't know, that Whoopi Goldberg's a dumb bitch.
She had, yes. I think she had to be sued into making it.
Oh.
Because,
her contract stated she had to make 4 movies and that was the 4th movie?
I think they said, it was weird, they said she had made, like, an oral agreement to do it and that was somehow binding and she's like, I don't want to do this fucking...
Whoopi doing oral?
I know, disgusting.
No, thank you.
She's not even Jewish.
Theodore Rex.
Yeah, and they like sued her into doing it, but then she's like, okay, I'll do it, but you have to give me like $3 million more dollars. And they're like, okay. And then everyone was kind of happy with it by the end of it.
She wanted to leave the film during its production at first, but as filming went on, she was much more cooperative. She became good friends with the Teddy Puppeteer and upgraded him from a rundown dressing room to a nice trailer during the shoot. Good for her.
Mm.
1992, after a series of meetings, Whoopi Goldberg made a verbal agreement with producer Richard Gilbert Abramson. I wonder what he is.
Hmm.
To star in the film.
The meeting of the minds of the Goldbergs and the Abramsons.
I bet you Richard Gilbert was expecting a different Goldberg.
For real. Like, that's also legit why, like, she used that as her stage name.
Smart.
Honestly smart.
Smart.
And literally Whoopi because she was a farter. Like, and these are both true things.
Ted Danson nailed that down. Good for him.
Until he traded up for Steenburgen.
That is true. She said to $5 million plus a back end. As pre-production was starting, Goldberg called Abramson at home and asked him if she was 100% committed to doing the film, which she said yes. However, shortly after, Goldberg stopped answering the producer's phone calls. The film's Italian investors produced
Was it Italian investors in quotation marks?
No, just okay. They sued her for $20 million.
Wow.
Goldberg countersued, saying she never agreed to do the film.
I don't got
to
do shit.
Noteworthy is that, going back to the phone call from earlier, Abramson answered his phone as Goldberg was leaving a message. What they later realized was that when Abramson picked up, his answering machine was still recording. So he had Goldberg's confirmation on tape.
Nice.
And it was used against her in court.
That's funny.
Goldberg's people claimed that this was recorded illegally, but it was proven otherwise.
Okay.
After some time, the judge gave the impression to Goldberg that she was going to lose the case and that she should settle, which is what happened. In September 1993, Goldberg and the producers settled.
I love it when a judge does that. He's like, he throws the losing party a bone. He's like, hey,
this is going really bad for you.
You shouldn't keep doing this.
You should settle.
You shouldn't keep doing this.
And she did. She got a bunch of money. So everybody fucking wins. In September 1993, Goldberg and the producers entered mediation and agreed to a settlement. The producers had to pay her $7 million to do the film.
$2 million
more than the original agreement.
That is a lot of early 90s money to do Theodore Rex.
But she was a big star.
I think the other fun fact is it did not have a theatrical release and was straight to video and was certainly at the time and maybe forever the most expensive
straight to video
movie.
I'll get to that.
Yeah.
Karen, spelt Caryn.
Pass.
Elaine Johnson is her legal government.
Yeah.
Name.
Whoopi Goldberg.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that she's not gay.
She reads lesbian.
She has been married 3 times, all to men.
Boo.
And has been in 2 long-term relationships with men, including, from 1995 to 2000,
Bill Clinton.
Frank Langella. Or Langella, nice. Depending on how you want to pronounce it.
That's a fun couple.
That's weird.
Whoopi and Frank.
Ted, Frank, and Whoopi. I don't know. That's a weird combo for me.
That is a weird combo. And that's Godzilla 1954.
Done. Well, Godzilla, Theodore Rex, all the same.
Yeah. So they're trying to figure out how to kill it, and they're like, the smart guy is like, I think it's going to be hard to kill Godzilla, seeing as all a hydrogen bomb did was wake it up. I'm like, fair point, buddy. This could be a tough kill.
Yep. Was that Ikiru?
I think so.
That was Ikiru.
Yeah.
Which is his legal government name in that movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then we go to the
but it at that point it hasn't attacked the city yet.
No.
Yeah. They just know it exists. They attack the boats.
Like, should we kill it?
Yeah, and they're like, they don't know what to do, and then it goes back in the ocean and you don't see it for 40 minutes.
For a while. Yeah.
And that's the part of the movie that's not good. And that will be a recurring theme between this and the second movie.
Yes. Yeah. There's some downtime.
There is some downtime that is just conversations that don't matter or need to happen.
It's just like bureaucracy.
Yeah, I mean, it's way more in Shin Godzilla, but it is very much in this. Like,
yeah.
not having an answer, or like nobody's willing. I guess it's Japanese culture or just Asian culture in general that like nobody's willing to make a definitive decision because they're so afraid of the repercussions if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That they're like, well, like the easy solution would be just to do this. And they're like, yes, but if we do that and it fails,
then
everybody in this small village is going to be completely destroyed. And like, I'm never going to be able to run for emperor of Japan again. And they're like, fair point. Okay.
The elected position of emperor.
Maybe
of Japan.
We don't. You know how you were born in 1974?
Yep.
Imagine being a Japanese child now and you're born in year 4.
That's pretty cool.
Because that's how they do it when they have a new leader.
Oh, yeah. It's by emperor.
Yeah.
That's pretty
so
cool.
How wild is it that it's year four because in 2020 a president was assassinated and not by another country?
Yeah, internal.
Because in Iran right now, it's year zero.
It is.
Although their calendar is different, too. It's like 15-something in the Middle East.
Maybe 13-something? When did they start? They started in the 500s, 700s, 800s?
I don't know, man. 900?
When did the first person draw Muhammad?
Well, I know when the last person drew Muhammad.
Yep.
Chinese Jewish Islamic calendar.
Where are we at? Happy year
1445.
1445. So we started in the late 500s.
Yes.
AD?
Yeah. Yep. Well, I don't think it's AD for them.
Anno Domini?
Yeah.
Because year of our Lord?
Because
different Lord?
It's not their Lord.
Drew, it's everyone's Lord. They just haven't realized it yet.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
They'll figure it out when the day comes.
There's an Inuit calendar? That's so
weird. Oh, come on.
You're not even people.
Grow up.
You're not even people. The Japanese calendar is Chinese derived. It started in the 6th century.
Same as Islam.
Yep, the Islamic calendar started in 632. Hmm. Anyways, back to whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Then we go to the Sarazawa Research Lab, which appears to just be Sarazawa's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't have the budget for a laboratory.
It really did not read as a research lab.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one kind of like lab-looking room.
Yep.
But like the external and the front entrance,
yep.
A guy's house.
Well, maybe that's what a research facility was back then. A guy's house.
I guess so. I did write in all caps here. Oh, really, Japanese scientist in the 1950s? You don't know any German scientists? Because I'm trying to remember what the connection was. They had asked him... I think it was just for, you know, Godzilla-related information, and something had come from some German scientist. Yeah, but he said, like, too quick, like, I don't know any German scientists. I'm like, really? No collabs?
I've never seen a German in my life.
No collabs 9 or 10 years ago? No? Okay, cool. We believe you.
Well, yeah, definitely. I trust what your statement is.
So then... Godzilla's making his way to land, and I'm thinking, you know what? I bet these folks pay real close attention to evacuation orders around this time. I bet this was an efficient evacuation.
Hey, everybody, evacuation. The U.S.
Okay,
The U.S. is pissed again.
we're already gone.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, so
which is the. I mean, obviously, comparing and contrasting, the opposite of Shin Godzilla, where they say they put the evacuation order on and people are just like, fuck it. I'm going to stay on my roof.
Yeah. So the deal is that basically like all the military is trying to figure out how to stop, destroy whatever Godzilla. And like there's the one like biology research guy who is like, no, don't kill it. Like this is a once in a
2 million year
opportunity to like study this thing. And but like even like his daughter and the guy she's smashing are
eye patch doctor,
eye patch
doctor. Or eye patch scientist.
Yeah, are against it and I may be paraphrasing, but there was a line where she said to him, something's come over father. When he was all pouty.
Yeah,
something's come over father. I think he's gay for Godzilla.
I don't think you're paraphrasing. I think that's word.
I think that was the line.
Yeah, I think that's word for word.
They come up with an electrocution plan, to get him to like walk through wires and zap him.
Yep.
And I said the electrocution plan sounds good, except for when you remember he was chill with a nuclear bomb. Come on. The electrocution does nothing.
You don't say.
then we're full on rampaging through Tokyo.
Yes.
And there's scenes lots of cuts to just like extras who had no other bearing in the movie, and just this woman with her two children,
yes,
huddling up in her doorway,
and she says the saddest saying, line:
"We're going to join Daddy.
We're going to go where your father is."
Grim,
and like
that was grim.
Presumably, their father died
about 9 years ago.
Like,
yeah,
some big event happened.
Yeah,
and,
one of two big events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have also just flown his plane into somebody, but...
that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like...
The saddest line ever spoken.
In Japan.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. Sarazawa, I guess, the research guy, has... created in secret for whatever reason, because he was doing this before Godzilla... An oxygen destroyer.
Yep.
In water,
which is a common theme in a bunch of Godzilla movies.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the second new Godzilla, and it's in one of the like 80s Godzillas.
I was trying to
Godzilla King of the Monsters
figure out if I had seen that.
I don't know. Have you?
I think
he fights a bunch of them, and then the one that's not a monster, it's an alien, and there's a volcano.
Yes, I have, because I was annoyed at the alien aspect to it.
Gotta do something.
I'm like,
gotta
nuke something. What's it matter if they're
because
monsters
it's not
from...
of this Earth?
Yeah.
Godzilla controls all the ones that are from Earth, and this one's not from Earth. What's so hard to understand?
I thought it was stupid.
It is kind of stupid. I'm not going to defend it.
Yeah. And it had Mothra, and the first one didn't.
No. The first one just had those, like, weird three-legged looking ones that fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have seen it, because I've definitely seen a modern Mothra.
Have you seen Kong versus Godzilla?
I have seen...
Have you seen Kong versus Godzilla, the new empire? No, the...
That might be right.
The new empire? Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen neither Godzilla X Kong, besides on DeviantArt. I've seen plenty there.
That's creepy.
You're really making a meal out of that fan.
Trying to keep myself cool. It's fucking hot.
I know. It's awful.
I'm running out of energy, too. It's draining my energy.
I'm an energy vampire.
Okay, good. Then you keep talking until we get to my notes on Shin Godzilla.
Well, this one's almost done. Yep. So they do the larger scale they get Godzilla gets back into the water because he was dry. I don't know.
And, so he's home. He's going home.
And they deploy the oxygen destroyer thing, like, and two guys like go deep sea diving with it, and both could easily return. It was no problem.
No problem.
One guy just like. Japanese people love needlessly killing themselves.
It's kind of their thing.
It's very much their thing.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm going to stay here and die. He's like, but no, like you're fine.
I can see the boat from here.
Yeah, no, we can just go right back. Like, there's literally nothing. He's like, no, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, this is my place to die.
Yeah.
I should die here.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. It was on brand.
Yep.
And
very much so.
I respect them and their culture. I didn't know because I don't know because who knows if it if they knew it was going to be successful. But I kind of figured that Godzilla wouldn't be killed in the first Godzilla. I did not expect to see a straight up Godzilla skeleton in the first Godzilla.
Yeah.
But
and good thing they never made another movie after that.
Yeah, but they did. They at least set up that there could be more.
Yeah.
But I thought it was just kind of always one Godzilla.
No.
It is very much not because they destroyed his oxygen.
That's very much more of the modern ones.
Yeah,
the modern ones are the same Godzilla every time.
Right.
But that one is very much just like a. We're just making a movie. We don't know that it's going to... So,
and they killed fucking Godzilla.
Good for them.
They got his ass.
This The thing is, like, I know that, you know, culturally, it is very much like this big phenomenon of movies. But looking at it from a 2024 lens, it's a bad movie. The acting is not very good. It's slowly paced.
Some acting's all right. Some isn't good.
Yeah, it's slowly paced, especially when there's no Godzilla.
Yes.
Not even the visuals. Like, because the visuals obviously are dated for the time.
Uh-huh.
But, like, yeah, it's not necessarily a good movie.
Not really.
But
it's interesting that it spawned a 70-plus year phenomenon.
Yeah, right? And how many they made after that.
Yeah.
But it definitely has some very, like, there's some decent perspective stuff of like models and miniatures with the Godzilla costume and stuff. Yep. Like the fact that they were able to figure that out was really cool.
Yep.
And it must be so fun to just be inside the suit.
Right.
Right. Like you just get to do shit. Like
that guy had, he was obviously a scaly.
Well, the OG.
Huge boner the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they had to like cut that out of the special edition.
They only shot Godzilla from the waist up.
The only waist up. Yeah.
Yeah, because he like they tried taping it down. They tried everything. they
every time the director would yell action, it would get a boner. So then somebody would have to go over and kick the boner.
Yeah,
so it would go away.
They would try electrocution. They would try hydrogen bombs, but and nothing worked until they used an oxygen destroyer on his penis.
Uh-huh. Suck all the oxygen out. Maybe some cum came out, too.
A cum destroyer.
A cum destroyer.
Yeah. That's a cool metal band name.
I bet you somebody's called themselves that, even if it was for, like, a temporary period of time.
I'm looking up open quotation, cum, space, destroyer, closed quotation.
I don't think you're going to like the results.
The Cum Destroyer Volume 1 by Game Rag on DeviantArt. Let's see what this gives us. It's nothing. It looks like it's a stick figure on just like a background with the tags Destruction, Drama, Fan Art, Gay, and Gay Man.
As opposed to Gay Woman.
Yeah.
You don't want gay women looking there. You want gay men looking there.
Let's see what @CumDestroyer on Twitter is up to. What a waste of @CumDestroyer on Twitter. Joined December 2019, 3 following, 0 followers.
Nothing.
Never made a tweet. Last liked something January 2020. Maybe COVID got him. Vaxxed?
Vaxxed.
Yeah.
We should send him a message and offer to buy his handle for like $5.
Liked 3 things on January 28th, 2020. That is the only Twitter activity.
Hmm.
Come so, Destroyer. Sell us.
January what? 28th?
Jan 28.
Ooh, Jan 29, RIP.
Hmm?
Jan 29, RIP.
Oh,
that was a day. Duh.
Oh, just immediately.
Yeah.
Just a couple Twitter likes. A couple
Twitter likes and then.
And like you started so strong. Like you got
the handle.
How was there no @CumDestroyer until 2019?
I don't know.
First of all,
I don't know.
And you got a fun like bio, cum and piss and pee.
Okay,
that's fun. And then nothing. Just an absolute waste.
Seth McFartlin. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And how about on Reddit, r/nocontextgameology, let's see what the thread, oh no, my cum collection turn into a monster, is all about. There's a link to a broken link to a picture, and nothing. There is surprisingly little cum destroyer action.
Well, now's the time for us to start
on the internet.
Start changing that. We could be cum destroyer. We change the name of this podcast to cum destroyer.
I mean, that's pretty cool. But before that, let's talk about Shin Godzilla.
Godzilla.
2016.
So right off the bat, we meet who in theory is the main character of the movie. and
yes,
he's going to be in the whole movie. So Bryan Cranston walks in screen, and
did I watch the wrong Godzilla?
Was it terrible because I watched the wrong Godzilla, or that Bryan Cranston's not the main character of the movie and he won't be in the whole movie?
Bryan Cranston should have been more of the movie.
Oh,
they shouldn't have nuked Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, they had to.
And I guess so.
And then what's-his-face was the main character, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Matthew Broderick.
Kick-ass himself. No, as far as I'm concerned, Jean Renault is the lead of that movie.
That's true.
He
plays Godzilla.
Because he's got all of the best lines and dialogue. Yeah. But
I don't like that Aaron Taylor Johnson and
Zachary Ty Bryant.
Logan Marshall Green.
Yeah.
Are two different people.
Yes, but are like similar enough.
They look the same and have three names.
Well, that's how it works.
That shouldn't be how sometimes it works. I don't like that.
Sometimes when you got lesbian moms, they hyphenate their name. I don't know if either of them has lesbian moms. They might
be cool if they did.
They would not be cool. yeah. So this one is the sort of like throwback to the original movies, like after all of the wacky shit in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. And this is like the first
horrible 1998 movie directed by Roland Emmerich, which I love.
Yeah.
And is Kelly's pants off movie.
Yeah.
And then the modern American ones.
Yeah.
This was the throwback to trying to do.
Yeah. And this
Godzilla
movie. This is the first of this generation of Japanese ones.
Yes. Yeah.
And there have been a few after it, but
yeah, including one incredible one.
Oh, really?
Have you not seen?
Oh, minus one. Sorry. Yeah.
Minus one's fucking great.
Minus one is great. And there were several between this and minus one that I've never heard of.
I've never heard of them either. I don't know if there's a bunch of anime ones that were on Netflix, Netflix, that were in the style of the newer Berserk stuff.
Oh.
That style of animation. Yep. And so those are like movies, but they're like mini series.
Yeah.
So there's tons of that. But yeah, this is like the start of, hey, why aren't we making good Godzilla movies anymore? And then jokes on them. They made kind of a okay one, but it's not really good. Like it's very much.
Sorry, I don't think I said this request is from JB Hutt. Thank you very much.
JB Smooth.
Ja Bother Hutt.
Nice.
That's what JB stands for.
He
loves it when I say that. Definitely doesn't annoy him.
Oh, nice. Just like Timmy Joe?
Just like
Timmy Joe Ren?
Just like Timmy Joe Ren.
It's almost like a parody of the old Godzilla movies, but not done in a comical manner. If that makes sense.
Yeah, this is weird in that it's basically satire, but not really played for funny.
Yeah. Because it like they take all of the like ridiculous tropes of the early ones.
Yeah.
And then do them, but it's not tongue in cheek. Very like, this is just what Godzilla movies are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bureaucratic bullshit, and sometimes the Godzilla looks dumb.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that they very
also
much.
The people look dumb. The first 30 minutes of the movie is just the people in charge being constantly wrong about every single thing.
That's my first note as well. So, like, the beginning of the movie is very much the same as the original.
Yeah.
Fucking boat goes down.
Yep.
And
oh, they find abandoned boat.
They find an abandoned boat. Sorry. Yeah. They found an abandoned boat, and the clues lead to a mysterious.
The clues lead to Doctor I Told You So.
Yes. Yeah. So Doctor I Told You So. Then there's a collapse of an underground tunnel connecting part of the city to another part of the city. Which they're like, oh, like, and what you can visually see above would appear to be sort of like a bubbling underground kind of like vent or geyser type thing.
Yeah.
That's like,
I would say up from the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold, Texas tea.
Mm-hmm. Oil that is, or maybe you call it Black Gold or Texas Tee. It's the Weird Al song. Yeah.
I mean, we're quoting the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just one
singing the song.
One degree of separation from it. Come and listen to a story about a man named
Jared. You're doing the real song.
Poor Mountaineer barely
kept
his family
fed. I'm doing
the
parody song.
And then one day, he was shooting at some food. Not from the ground come bubbling crude oil that is Black Gold Texas Tea. The next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk say Jed move away from there. They said California is the place you ought to
be. Why would his kinfolk tell him to leave?
Because he got that oil money.
But he could stay there.
I don't know why he couldn't build a mansion in the Ozarks.
With your family.
No, they got it. They say California is the place you ought to be, so they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly. Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. Why do I know the whole song? I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever seen a full episode of the actual show. I've only seen the movies.
One. It is.
Because there was TF.
It is. The Beverly Hillbillies. I have seen one episode of the Beverly Hillbillies. It is the pilot episode in black and white because my grandparents had it on VHS and like commercial VHS, not like taped off TV. Like they sold the pilot episode of Beverly Hillbillies on VHS.
Do what you got to do. Make that money. Yeah. I don't know that I've actually ever seen an episode. I've only seen the movies, like the 90s movies.
Yeah.
And that's it. Was there also a 90s TV show? Did they reboot it as a show?
That's an interesting question.
And it was
question.
Only around for a little bit.
It's an interesting question, and one I will not answer.
Because you're a racist and you don't like the South?
I refuse to answer the question on the grounds of self-incrimination. I'm pleading the fifth.
Beverly Hillbillies. Well, it would appear I'm wrong. Beverly Hillbillies ran from 1962 to 1971.
Good run.
Then there was a made-for-TV movie called The Return of the Beverly Hillbillies in 1981.
Nice.
Then you got The Legend of the Beverly Hillbillies, which was made in 1993, which is the same year that the other movie of Beverly Hillbillies came out. So there was a reunion movie in 1993.
Granny had to be dead by 93. Or was it one of those things where, like, on the show she looked 90 but was, like, 42?
Oh, this is weird. A mockumentary-style tribute with in-character appearances by Buddy Ebsen, Jed Clampett, Donna Douglas, Ellie Mae, Max Baer, Jethro, Louise Nye, Sonny Drysdale, Roy Clark, Cousin Roy, and Larry Pennell as Dash Riprock.
Huh.
So she was fucking dead.
Nice.
And then it had just like, so they were in character as if they were real famous people.
Yeah.
And then other famous people played themselves doing talking heads about the Clampets.
Right. As if the Clampets were real.
Ray Charles, Roy Clark, the fucking Eva Gabor.
Nice.
Reba McEntire. Reba! I would assume Granny died in 1971.
Like the second the show ended?
The last episode aired was filmed and she died. Irene Ryan died in 1973.
Wow, not
so
too long.
Right away.
Not too long after.
And that's it, yeah. And then the 1993 movie is the only thing I've ever seen. And I think I only saw it because of Jim Varney.
You never seen champion boxer Max Baer play Jethro?
I did not. Wait.
Max Baer Jr.
Max Baer Jr. Because Max Baer was
the guy.
Cinderella Man. No.
Fought Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. That's right. Yep. That's the only.
Max Baer. What a cool name.
It is. Oh, also Rob Schneider's in it. Did you hear the funny thing about what happened to Rob Schneider?
He's a carrot?
He was hired to do a benefit gig for some, I think, Regina Children's Hospital or Hospital Foundation.
For those tuning in, Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan. And for those just tuning in, Saskatchewan is a province in Canada that nobody lives in.
Yeah. Also, it's the city that rhymes with fun is the catchphrase for it. Legitimately, that's what people from Regina call it.
I like that.
The city that rhymes with fun. No, he got hired to do some benefit performance thing at some fundraiser and started doing a bunch of like right wing political jokes
as he is wont to
as
do.
He's wont to do, and they literally like cut his set and got him the fuck off stage and told him get the fuck out. And like, it's funny that
and like Saskatchewan's kind of right wing.
A little, but like,
but not American. It's right wing for Canada.
Yeah, it's not American right wing. But it's like, it's your own fault for hiring Reeb Schneider.
I was gonna say, you should know like, what you're getting. It's like,
where's Ron James? Give the work to Ron James.
First of all, give the work to Ron James. And it's like doing a Matt Walsh documentary.
Yeah.
You should know what you're getting into.
Fucking idiots. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
So the tunnel collapses and people like have to like be rushed into the tunnel, whatever. They're trying to figure out what the boiling like, you know,
goo
that's coming up from the ground. That so there's all these like the heads of all the departments and the prime minister guy, the president, El Presidente, and just like the military,
get everything wrong.
Everybody's in there and they're all discussing like what it could possibly be. So they're like, oh, it's a geothermal vent caused by an underground. They're like, so how did all of the surveyors when they were doing the tunnels miss that? Like, I'm like, maybe it was an oversight. And they're like, what if it's a
big ass oversight?
Like, what if it's a new underground volcano?
A new volcano
that just appeared.
Yeah. And then they're like, a new volcano.
Yeah. Like,
at this time of day.
Yeah. And they're like, what are you fucking stupid?
Literally, yeah.
And then the one actual scientist says, oh, well, there people are saying it's like a creature and there's video footage of it.
They're like, shut up.
And one of the old guys goes, there's no proof, though. That hasn't been proven.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's video footage, dummy.
There's a giant tail there.
Like, there's a bunch of like younger people who are like, it's a monster. And all the old men are like, nah.
No.
Nobody sees shit.
New volcano
or a thermal vent that we built around and it didn't bother the construction.
Built a giant piece of infrastructure directly over.
Fucking stupid. So
they're just taking L after L.
Just tons of L's.
Yeah.
My next note is just tons of bureaucratic bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, nothing directly happens right. Oh, no, it comes out. It starts going up the river system.
And I go, what the fuck? Yeah. That is not a Godzilla.
Yeah. Well, I think at first, the first time I saw it, which would have been in 2016 when it came out, was that, like, that's the villain creature thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that thing's going to start running amok, and then Godzilla's going to come and fuck it up.
That's 100% what I thought.
100%, right? I think that's the idea, though, is that maybe it's supposed to throw you off a little bit. So
it's got crazy eyes.
It's like a primordial, underdeveloped Godzilla.
It's quadrupedal.
It's quadrupedal. Yeah. Well, no, it's still bipedal because the arms are like these little tiny arms.
I guess.
And but I think it's like, just on its stomach with its legs.
Yeah, yeah. But it's horizontal.
It's horizontal, yeah. It's not standing up, and it only vaguely looks like Godzilla. Like, its lungs are still exposed.
Yeah, it's a mess.
And, like, blood or something
is coming out.
Or molten hot magma.
It could be magma.
And like the face is, it's so underdeveloped that like the bone structure and skin and muscle around a lot of the body parts haven't even developed yet. Because like the eyes are just like fully exposed.
They're crazy googly eyes.
They're googly eyed monster eyes. And so it starts working its way up like a river, which was the first sign of this has got some bad CG. Because there's a bunch of CG boats in the river that it's just like plowing into each other and they're like flying out of the river. But it's very clear that like they took a static shot of the river in the actual city and then worked the boats into that because
for sure.
Where some of the boats would be hitting the buildings, there's like they don't nothing. Bend around the building.
No,
they just keep going straight through. Mm-hmm. So like, so there's some bad CG in this for sure.
It is not perfect.
So as it's plowing its way through the city, you go back to this meeting where they're all deciding to like they're discussing what they need to do. But like there are still people who are denying that it's. Like, they're like, it's just a small creature. Like, it's not even a big deal. And they're like, well, how do we stop it? Do we just shoot it and blow it up? And they're like, well, no, because there's people there. You might hurt the people. They're like, well, then what if we try to capture it with a thing? They're like, well, we can't really get those type of machinery that we need into that area to get out. And they're just like all arguing over the decisions of what they should do with this thing, leading to them saying to the prime minister, president?
Prime Minister.
And they say to the Prime Minister, like, well, like, listen, you have to make a decision on this because ultimately, you're the final say. And the Prime Minister, who I think one of my notes later is this fucking Prime Minister guy is hella overacting. Because, like, he's a caricature of a man.
That's why they killed him, spoiler.
Well, spoiler. But he's a caricature of a man.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Like, all of his acting is, like, these quick, like, double-take reactions.
Yeah.
Or, like, eyes wide open while having a regular conversation because he's so, like, I have to make the decision?
Like, yeah, like, asshole, you're the leader of the country.
You're Hirohito. You have to make the decision.
You're Prime Minister Hirohito.
And so, yeah, he's, like, in a full, like, panic about having, like, I don't know how to make this decision. Like, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I choose this? And, like, there's, like, this big, long scene while this monster is destroying the city about, if I make this decision, then these people are going to be mad at me. But if I don't make this decision, what happens if this? And, like, this whole conversation in this room with all these people is, like, could have been done in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's, like, because they cut back to Godzilla, then they cut back to that. It's like almost 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Of just them arguing over nonsense.
And also, I have never seen more frequent title cards in my life. There's one for every camera cut.
I don't know if that's is it just for American
audiences.
I was
going to say, I was wondering if it was just the version I have. Because JB Hutt sent me, like, a version of it.
Yeah.
It's which I think is basically just the extended version with all, like, the proper subtitles and whatever added for it. But yeah, like, and they're long, and, like, they're, some of them are, I feel like some were almost played for comedy. Because it's like, because, you know, once we get into it, it's like, you know, acting prime minister, whatever, former minister of agriculture. Blah, I'm like, it's a 3-paragraph title card
for a character that essentially, like, doesn't really matter.
And there is one of the, like, every scene, every camera cut scene change.
Yeah.
Because it tells you, like, what floor of the prime minister's building they're on. I'm like, holy shit.
I don't know if that's just for American audiences.
It was an autistic level of title cards.
But they did that throughout the whole movie for locations as well.
Yes.
Because, like, the locations don't matter.
No.
But it's like, oh, like, the so-and-so district building, blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Why does that matter to where? Like,
it doesn't.
But, like, because, like,
none of them matter.
You're a Japanese audience and you live in Tokyo, so you know where that is. But, like, the rest of Japan wouldn't know where that is.
No.
So why does it matter to American audiences?
Like, everything is so specific and 100% doesn't need to be.
Yeah, that was very strange. I don't know why they needed to point out, like, oh, here's a character that's only in the conversations in this room in the movie who used to have a different position in the
government. You are going to know his entire resume.
Yeah, like, doesn't matter. So as they're having the discussion and the prime minister finally decides that we're not going to do an evacuation order because we don't want to panic everybody into, like, leaving. But we're going to tell everybody what's going on and we're going to try and calm down this audience as best they can.
Yeah.
So Godzilla has gone back to the ocean.
Yeah.
And he goes and has this massive press conference where he tells everybody, my top scientists in the country have assured me there's no way it could ever get on land. The pure weight of its body would crush its legs and it would never be able to walk. But when they're having that conversation in the room, the woman scientist says, well, I mean, he's already supporting his own weight because he's in the river
and he's
above the water. Like,
no,
but, like, he wouldn't be able to walk around on land. Like, the water's not supporting his weight.
No.
So he literally does the conference,
and
then we smash cut to them saying, oh, it's on land.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotten out of the water and it is walking through the city.
Yeah.
So it's like, definitely not going to come to land. Oops, it's on land.
Damn it. Another L.
And so when they see it, it's now larger.
Yeah.
And so they have the discussion. They're like, oh, it's, like, taking its, like, next form.
Yeah.
Like, it's evolving as, like, it comes out of the...
I don't know if that's how evolving works.
Not particularly. But I guess
I don't know if one thing can evolve in real time.
I mean, it's Pokemon rules.
It kind of is Pokemon rules, and I didn't think about that.
It got the experience of crushing all the boats in the river.
Yeah.
Then it goes into the water. Levels it evolves up to its next level. Comes up, destroys the city.
Yep.
Takes a nap.
Yep.
Evolves into its final form.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. We get a real Charizard by the end of it.
We do, yeah. Which is what you want.
Yeah.
So that it comes to land, it starts destroying the city. Then you get.
Are we bipedal yet, or halfway through?
Halfway through,
we go bipedal.
Bipedal, yeah.
He like, and it honestly does like legitimately evolve like in
real time,
in reaction to it, because it like has to like get over a building.
Yeah,
and it's difficult for it to do
while it's tummy
current shape. So it's like, I'm just gonna stand up. I'm just gonna stand up.
I'm just being lazy. Yeah. But I guess I gotta stand up now.
Yeah.
So yeah, he like stands up. Its arms like fully extend. Yeah.
He's still got crazy eyes.
But they're a little less crazy.
Yeah.
So it's now it's destroying part of the city. And again, they have like another fucking meeting with all these people. And now there's like more higher ranking people that are there. So my note was, they're having these conversations and they're like, we need to do this. And this is the next action we need to take. And then like one character would turn to the other, like his underling, and say, you need to talk to like the Metro Services Department to get them to organize an evacuation of this department. And they're like writing notes. I'm like, everything really came together incredibly fucking quickly, like from it's on land to full evacuation plan and transport in like 30 minutes.
Pretty good.
But like, that's not realistic.
Not very.
At all. Yeah. Like the fact that you weren't even in that building and then it's on land and you go to the building and everything's resolved in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's very unrealistic.
I assume this is the only Godzilla movie where Godzilla is named by the U.S. Department of Energy. I think normally it's a Japanese.
Because even in 1998, it was the old man on the boat.
Gojira.
Gojira.
Yeah.
I don't know who names it in the newer American
Bryan Cranston. Then they ice his ass.
I think they ice his ass before we see Godzilla.
I think so.
Have you seen that one? The first one?
I think I've seen the first
one. And, like, Godzilla's not in it for the first, like, hour almost.
It is a while.
You get, like...
They really make you earn it.
Little tastes and samples and treats.
Yeah.
But you don't actually get, like, Godzilla. Yeah. And even when you see him, it's just, like, a two-second, like, doors are closing on a bunker while you see him, like, way up the thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember who names him in that, but yeah, this is very much the U.S. Department of...
Yeah.
Like, okay, the U.S. needs to get involved, I guess. Why not ask your good friends China?
Sure.
Because Godzilla's an allegory for China. I don't know, maybe. That's definitely Attack on Titan.
That is Attack on Titan. I think in the earlier ones, it's for the bomb, I read in this one, it's somewhat for the 2011 Fukushima meltdown.
Why, that went well.
It didn't.
Nuclear waste didn't get dumped into the ocean. Nothing happened.
Yeah, and cover the entire Pacific.
I don't know.
And, like, wash up here.
I think you were reading a different natural disaster report than I was.
Maybe.
They said it went well. Which is funny that, like, Japan would lie about it.
Yeah.
But I guess, you can only stay good for so long. I can do bad all by myself, is what Japan said.
Yes.
I don't even know what that... I know it's a thing, but I don't know what the reference... Is it a Tyler Perry movie?
Let's find out. It is... It's a movie.
Is it a Tyler Perry movie?
It's a Tyler Perry movie.
Nice.
Good job. It's a Madea movie.
No. Madea's in it. Huh.
I'm just trying to parse what you just said.
Well, no,
I said it's a Madea movie.
It's not a Madea starring movie.
I think it's a Madea starring movie.
All right. How many are those? Like, there's like 12 or 14? I've never seen one, and I hope I never have to see one.
My mom, Taraji P. Henson's in it.
Oh. Proud Mary herself? I don't know. That's just a movie she's in. I don't know anything about it.
You know what? Maybe... This seems
because I think Madea is like a character in the universe of Tyler Perry movies.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is very much a Taraji P. Henson movie, and not. Although I do see Madea's dumbass face in the bottom corner of the movie poster.
Okay, now, let me have one guess.
It's got Adam Rodriguez from Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay, that's not what I was going to say. Oh. Let me have one guess of who the male lead African-American gentleman, who I've never seen him in anything, but I only sort of know the name. Let me see if I can pull that.
And you're not thinking of Adam Rodriguez.
I'm not. It's an African-American gentleman.
And
an Afro-American gentleman. Remember when Kramer apologized for saying some really nasty stuff to some Afro-Americans?
Yep.
That was really funny.
Well, they had afros. They were from the past.
You know what? I didn't
think...
They were
from the 70s.
...that the people that he was screaming the N-word at the Laugh
It was
Factory
Moses Malone.
...actually had afros.
Okay, I don't... Oh, what's his first name? I know his last name.
The next two billed people are musicians.
But are they male?
No.
Okay, so I'm saying the male lead.
No, I know. But I was just interested in the fact
women,
that...
Women musicians?
The next two people billed
Erykah
are
Badu.
Mary J. Blige and Gladys Knight.
Oh, okay.
Who was 60.
God, I don't... 2 hours and 15 minutes. Jesus Christ.
You got it.
No. I'm saying that I don't want to go off on tangents, but Apple Music did their like 100 greatest albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Number one was Mary J. Blige, the
wow.
Miseducation of Miss J or something, whatever the fuck it's called.
I feel like Miseducation was Lauryn Hill.
Oh. Well, what's the...
Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. They're all the same to me. Is it... What's his fucking first name? Rod? Rob? Ron? Maybe it's not even an R. No, I can't look it up because what if I spoil it? Bill? Bill Bellamy. Is Bill Bellamy the top billed?
He's not, but he is a black guy that's in movies sometimes.
Shit. Who's the male?
Brian White. I don't know. I wish it was something more satisfying.
Michael Jai White?
That would be much more satisfying. Apple Music 100 Best Albums.
Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill,
Lauryn Hill.
By Lauryn Hill. Not Mary J. Blige.
What's the Mary J. Blige album?
She's never had one.
Oh, she doesn't. She's a musician who's never released an album?
Yeah.
She just tours. She just does live shows.
She does have one on the list. 1994 is My Life.
Hmm.
Shout out to Ms. J. Blige.
I don't listen to albums. But I think if I looked at the top 100, there would be, and not even because I'm like Mr. Hipster music guy, but like, I bet you if I looked at that list and did like the top 50, I would either like not know a single song on that album or maybe not even know a song by, like, I've realized.
Well, especially if there's a lot of Smiths on it.
That's true. I've realized over time that I've gotten so much worse at music than I used to be just because like. I don't listen to full albums or like full discographies of people.
I feel like I've forgotten to listen to music for the last 2 years.
Well, it's like podcasts and comedy and then like the same stuff I've always listened to.
Yeah.
And so like you would say like there would be a name of somebody. I'd be like, yeah, I know the name, but like I don't know. And like anything modern, I would have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Like even like rap and hip hop that I like and I'll listen to like one song by the person, but then you'd ask me and I'd be like, I mean, I know a song by them, but I don't ask me what it's called.
Like one of my absolute worst Jeopardy categories is like current pop music.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't know no fucking Olivia Rodrigo.
I know one song by her, but I couldn't even tell you what it's called.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know any, like, 2016 or 17 is sort of the cutoff of where I knew like a lot of stuff. But again, even if you were to ask me, I would be like, oh, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like I play Spottle every day while I'm pooping.
Yeah.
And it, like the date, the year at the top will say something and I'll be, or Bandle will say they did. Mm-hmm. And they go, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So I don't even play. I just guess random things until I get close enough. Right. And it's like, I don't know countries of where people are from. So like, I can guess. And then I'm like, are they American? And then I look and I'm like, oh, they are from Britain. And I'm like, well, could fooled me. I don't fucking know.
Turns out they're Chinese.
There's not a lot of Chinese music. So, they sure did like using that worm eye shot, didn't they?
Beyond belief. Fact or Chinese?
Oh,
it turns out that one Chinese. They made an effort to try to do some like fun camera shots.
But they did that one like
they did one a lot
because it was like on a table looking up at them doing research, and then like a bunch of office related stuff. And there was like another one later on. And I was like, huh, are they just gonna keep doing that one hacky camera thing?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is better than like fisheye or walleye.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, they use it a lot, and I was like, "That's an ugly thing to put in a big movie.
God, what? I'm trying to think where the joke is from. Maybe it's from Superhero or something, but it's a guy yelling, I've got one cross eye and one wall eye. It looks normal, but it's a real condition.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, so they just keep having these fucking meetings and conversations about, like, just authorizing things. Yeah. Bullshit. So, like, all this bullshit about authorizing things, we can't use defense because it's not official. It's only officially stated as defense if it's an aggressor country or an equal to.
Yeah.
So we can't use it.
And this,
like,
is a dinosaur.
You know it's destroying your fucking city, right?
Yeah.
It's killing people. And you're like, well, technically in the laws of Japan, Godzilla doesn't identify as a country.
Yes.
It identifies as a Z-Zai or whatever.
Yeah.
So we can't kill it.
Yeah, Godzilla uses Neo pronouns.
Yeah. So, but like, just all, like, you're literally going out of your way to make it more difficult to stop the threat.
Yeah.
And it was, like, getting real annoying.
And, yeah, then they shoot, they go aerial attack on Godzilla after much bureaucratic red tape. And for some reason, the prime minister and, like, the top six ranking government officials are all in the same helicopter.
They got to see it. They got to get up close to make sure that it gets.
I guess they
gets got.
I guess they want a front row seat. And then Godzilla starts shooting freaking laser beams out of its back.
It's that is some real bad CG.
It wasn't good.
That stuff looked really bad. Like, the mouth of Godzilla opened in, like, a completely unnatural way.
Yeah.
As if, like, the lower mandible didn't connect at the bottom at all, and it just opened sideways. It was
weird.
It looked real bad. My note is, Godzilla's a grower. Because after he did that, he started to, like, finally form his final form.
Yes.
I'm like, he's getting bigger.
I was wondering at what point he would ever evolve to where his tail stops looking like a penis.
Doesn't.
Spoiler.
It's a penis tail.
Yeah, the whole time.
Because
when it was, like, more primordial guy, I'm like, all right, this tail makes sense for that. But we never got evolved. We never got there.
Never do?
No.
There was a just, I don't know. This was, like, a real assurance to me that this was, like, a farce or a parody. That there's civilians nearby, can we proceed telephone game thing.
Yeah.
Scene was just so fucking dumb. That, like, I think that was the start of the air assault, maybe.
Yeah.
Where they're, like, in the helicopter and he loads the
Yeah, because they call off the first.
Well, because there's an old man and a child walking across the train tracks, sort of near Godzilla. So then he radios back to the headquarters, like, there's civilians nearby. Yeah. Can we proceed?
No.
They call the next person, and who's like, and then it called, like, there's, like, nine calls.
Yeah.
All the way up till it gets to the prime minister. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie?
Yeah.
It's almost like it's mocking the other Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
While intentionally doing the Godzilla thing. Like, it's very strange.
It is weird. Yeah. So eventually they go ahead with the aerial assault, and in doing so, the entire government is just lasered.
lasered and blown up.
And then they're having, like, with the leftovers, they're having, like, a cobbled together meeting with whatever, and someone basically, like, tells another person, like, hey, stop yelling, a borderline immortal monster just lasered the top six government officials in the country, you're overreacting.
And then Godzilla turns himself into stone to take in a little nappy nap.
It has a nap.
Because
he has, like, finite energy, so he can't shoot lasers forever,
which is sort of canon across the later Godzilla stuff, not so much the 1998. He just needs to lay eggs, or she needs
he needs to lay eggs.
Well, Scott, men can get pregnant too.
That's true. Men can lay eggs.
So he takes a little nappy nap.
Yep.
And while he's in nap form,
yeah,
like, just sort of, like, casual, like, so that was night, that was towards night, and then when in the morning Godzilla's still asleep, there's sort of like a you can hear like a news report voiceover thing that says like all flights out of the country have been canceled. I'm like, why would they cancel flights? Like, Godzilla can't fly.
I would maybe cancel and flights into
yeah,
the country.
And he's sleeping.
Yeah.
But they say all flights out of the country have been canceled.
Maybe,
I'm like, why wouldn't you let
people,
out. Escape the monster?
I think out is okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed very dumb to me. I'm like,
yeah.
He's not. He can't fly, and he's asleep.
Oh, they did. They
didn't
say
this be the perfect time to get everybody out.
They did say, like, with all this evolving he's doing, he could just grow fucking wings.
Sure, but right now
but he hadn't.
He's sleeping.
Yeah.
So get everybody out while you can.
Mm-hmm. So then they're like, "Hey, the United States wants to take control of Japan."
Yeah, they're like, "They would like to fix this problem for us."
Yeah.
America, fuck yeah.
America first.
America first. America won.
We get some scenes with some Americans who are definitely classic Drew style.
My favorite.
White guys they found who live in Japan.
Or just Asia in general.
Yeah, yeah, and not actual good white actors.
Because
these guys were bad.
God forbid you fly Bryan Cranston in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like that is one of my favorite things about Asian cinema is when they need bad guy like henchmen,
yeah,
or like somebody to play the president, mm-hmm, and it's just a guy who has either no acting experience,
yeah,
or like the bare minimum, like, yeah, I did a little like community theater while I was in college,
yeah,
before I moved to Japan, and they're like, perfect, you could be the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
you
my...
You can be third build in this movie.
There's some excellent that style of actor in, like, a bunch of earlier Jackie Chan movies.
Mm,
there are
I
some
yeah,
real good, I'm not an actor, but I'm white guys
yep,
in early Jackie Chan movies. Yeah, well, Rumble in the Bronx is one, but those are actors from here, but they're actors that they hired that are bad.
Yes.
But there's one guy, I think it's maybe it's...
Police Story?
Police Story 1 or 2, and there is one guy who's like the bad guy's henchman.
Yeah.
Who is a tall-ish white guy with a ponytail.
Nice.
Who has like an AK-47, but it is very obviously clear that this guy has never held an assault
yeah,
rifle before.
Yeah.
And the manner in which he like does all of his physical acting while holding the gun
yeah,
is completely unnatural, and it is perfect.
I can't wait for a three paragraph comment from Iggy explaining to you how an AK-47 isn't an assault rifle.
I'm not gonna read it.
Guntism.
Not gonna read it. Not gonna read it.
Not gonna do it.
Guns are for F-slurs that I'm not allowed to say on the podcast.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Cars and guns are for the biggest losers in the world.
Yeah. What else do we? Oh, and then like some advisor to the U.S. president is this Japanese girl,
yep,
who thinks she's going to be president of the United States before she's 40.
Yep.
I wrote multiple times, someone tell this bitch she'll never be president. She has a thick ass accent.
Maybe they'll change the rules. But
allow people with accents to be president, I don't think so.
To allow people who weren't born in the United States and have no American heritage to be president? Yeah,
yeah,
maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
And also, like, her English was bad.
Yeah.
And she wants to be the president.
Yes.
It's not even the accent that's the problem. It's the fact that she can't speak the the native tongue of the country she thinks she'll be president in.
Yeah. So, the U.S.-backed UN wants to nuke Gojira.
Yeah.
And they and all the scientists are working on a non-nuke option.
Yeah.
The nuke order goes through, and I guess they figured out how long Godzilla was going to be resting for, yeah, and they're like, well, we're going to...
How? But okay.
I don't know. They're, yeah. but, like, he's waking up in 15 days, so we're nuking him in 14.
Yeah.
And so then they have to go... Then we do, like, political thriller.
Yep.
And we go through, like, back channels, like, oh, we got to find a nuclear power who will be on our side and say, don't do a nuke yet. And they're like, how about France? They got nukes for some fucking reason. I don't know, the Japanese girl like fucked a guy from France once, so yep. They go through
as
that,
you do,
and they get like a
is she also gonna be prime minister of France one day?
Probably. So they get like a stay of execution on that while the scientists work on like a blood coagulant freezing thing, which they think can work. So then they enact like a multi-tiered plan of like distractions, and it like a lot of the plan was tricking Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're smarter than him. We can get him to do what we want.
Yeah, so they run a train on him. Sorry, they run trains into him.
Yep.
To distract him.
Yep.
And then
knock his ass down.
Knock his ass down, and then come in with an aerial attack.
Knock his teeth out. Pull his skirt up.
Which is also to distract him.
Yep.
Like they know he's gonna. They send in like wave after wave of aerial drones that they know are gonna get shot down.
Yeah.
Because they want to use up all his juice, and then. And then that'll works, and then they send in all the trucks that like every factory in Japan has been producing of this coagulant that they shoot into his mouth.
Yep.
And they
bust in his mouth.
They do a big old bust in his mouth, and then he just gets up and like smashes all the trucks, and everyone's like, oh, we're all fucked. But then he doesn't. Immediately freeze.
Yep. Just needed a little bit of time to kick in.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so it worked. I guess the implication is the implication of this one is that he's not dead.
Yeah. That he's just sleeping. He's frozen and sleeping.
Yeah. And then a weird ending shot where, because I guess they say another thing about him evolving or whatever, and the ending shot is they like pan up Godzilla's frozen tail, which is frozen, but it seemed to be like spawning these like weird little humanoid things. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. That was their way of teasing you for Shin Godzilla 2.
Does that pick up in the next one?
I don't know. I haven't seen the next ones.
I feel like
I've only seen the anime ones. I haven't seen any of the like.
Yeah. So yeah, I wonder if that's...
Godzilla can make people.
Well, yeah, that was
Godzilla
the
is God.
I'm like, it was sort of like the thing, or like
I really don't know.
Yeah,
I have not seen any of the ones after this one.
It was it was a crazy thing that was never touched on at any point in the movie. So it definitely seemed like a setup for next movie, I guess. But I don't even know what that setup would be. Because I don't know of any Godzilla movies that have that kind of stuff. So the filmography? After this one comes Godzilla Planet of the Monsters, Godzilla City on the Edge of Battle, and Godzilla the Planet Eater. And then Godzilla Minus One. Oh, so that the next one's one of the animes.
Yeah.
And
which
are they all animes?
I think they might just be all the animes.
I think they are. So yeah. Maybe you have seen them?
I mean, I've seen at least two of the animes. I don't know that I've seen all three.
Interesting.
And I don't know that it really... I mean, I know I saw them when they came out, but I don't think it... I think it takes place in space, or no, it takes place on like a different planet, and people go to the planet and are, I think that's what it is, maybe. I don't know, you fucking watch it.
Fair enough. So, yeah, so that's, that's your Godzilla report for the day, and we'll just sneak in a little anime short as is our prerogative, Bobby Brown style. Also brought to us from JB Hutt, Senko Roll. I knew nothing about this going in. I feel like I still know nothing about this. I feel like I was on the outside of this movie. I feel like there is a bunch of lore I should know and don't.
Probably. Yep, me too.
So yeah, it's a 2009 anime short. It's like 25 minutes.
Yep.
It's basically single-handedly, like, directed, written, drawn by one guy.
One very autistic guy.
Yeah. He's, I guess he's primarily a manga artist. What's his name for credit's sake? Atsuya Uki. And, yeah, so how does one even explain the premise of this?
So we start off with a young boy on a rooftop sleeping.
Yeah, with a thing.
Well, you don't see the thing first.
Yeah.
And then it's like a blob monster
yep.
who is sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees in the sky that there's like a circular void that appears.
Yeah, that a bigger
blob comes through.
Yeah,
and
just
then,
like sits on top of a building.
And then the blob opens his mouth and there's another boy inside of his mouth.
Yes.
Who's evil.
Yes, he's a bad boy.
Or he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
And then a second, like, invisible little creature appears on him.
Yeah.
And then appears to show him.
Yeah.
And then they don't interact yet, though, right?
No.
I think the big blobs thing can... The good boy's big blob thing can shapeshift.
The good boy is Tetsu.
Is Tetsu.
Yeah.
It can shapeshift.
Yes.
So it spends some time shapeshifted as a panda seat.
Yeah. Like a
like a kid's,
like a bench, but it's a panda.
But a panda, but it's small.
Yeah. I know you feel like we're describing it poorly. No.
No.
That's like,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a panda bench.
It's a panda bench.
It's a panda bench for kids.
Yeah.
That's legitimately one of the... I don't know what else to tell you.
And then his female friend comes, and she can see the monster.
Well, I don't think they're friends. I think they don't really know each other well. I guess they go to school together.
I don't know. I don't know that it fucking matters.
I think that's accurate.
It's a girl that he sort of knows.
Yeah.
And she sees the monster, the blob,
yeah,
and kind of freaks out about it, and he explains to her, it's my friend, and we fuck.
Yeah, I find the premise complicated, so I'm like, these monsters have, like, presumably been, like, or, like, at least kids having monsters.
Yeah,
has been around and has been kept secret from, I guess, everyone.
I don't know.
For a while, but then today, like, 8 different people just, like, saw.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just, like, the jig was up today.
Today's the day?
Yeah.
Yep, today's the day. Yeah, so she gets introduced to it. He explains to her, don't worry, it's with me. He's chill. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah, he sort of explains, but he's kind of a little bitch about it, too.
A little bit.
He's like, he's not giving her much.
Nope.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the plan, is to keep it secret to yourself,
I guess.
So yeah, he transforms into a car.
Yeah.
So that he can, like, take her on a date or bang her or something. But then bad guy blob shows up and
Shu is the bad boy.
Shu.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Shu is the bad boy.
Yeah.
Shows up and with his
just
blob,
like,
monster
wants to fight.
Yeah, but, like, for what reason? I don't know. He's the bad guy, and...
Yeah.
So...
She's bad now.
But he doesn't want to fight, and...
They basically... Well, like, he forces him to fight.
Yes, yeah.
And,
And his monster slices off a part...
Turns into scissors.
It turns into scissors and cuts off a part of
Shu's
monster.
Yeah.
But then gets knocked down and hurt.
Yeah, Shu's monster... I guess each monster has its own power, because Tetsu's monster, Senko, can shapeshift, and Shu's monster can turn invisible.
Yeah.
But I don't think it can shapeshift.
I don't think... It doesn't, so yeah. I don't know if it does or not. I don't know. They have a fight.
Yeah, they have a fight. Senko does the scissors and they take that opportunity to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then, like, Shu just immediately, like, kidnaps the girl.
Yep.
He just grabs her.
Well, she's a woman and they're dumb, so.
I guess so. I guess she was wearing her, walking down Main Street, wearing her sandwich board that said, "I'm a woman, please kidnap me."
As they all do.
And he took her up on the offer. And
he was the first one to get there.
And then, so, takes her up to the building where the
yes.
much bigger monster is.
And which, puts her on the ledge.
Yeah. Which he apparently also controls, because he's a two-monster, he's two-monster shit.
Greedy. Greedy pig.
I thought so.
Yep. Very greedy.
And then that forces Tetsu to come with Senko.
Yep.
And then how does that go? Oh, so I guess it's sort of a gotta catch 'em all situation. I think because like basically you can get control over a monster with your hair cowlick antenna.
Yeah,
which is how it's demonstrated.
Very strange.
So yeah, so they fight some more. Senko the monster's arm gets cut off, so Senko just eats Tetsu's arm.
Yep.
so he can get his arm back. Yep, I guess
that's how it works.
And the girl is like, "You're kind of fucked up. I'm gonna take control of Senko," and then just does.
Yeah.
Shu uses Big Monster, because I guess Shu's trying to get control of Senko, too.
Yeah.
So uses Big Monster to yank because they're inside of Senko.
Yes.
And uses the Big Monster to yank Tetsu out and then swallow Senko, thinking that would get him control of Senko, but didn't know the girl was also in Senko. So when the big monster swallowed Senko with the girl got control of both.
Yeah.
As per the rules.
The rules?
Question mark.
Yep. Vor means you own it.
Yeah. So then she's got it and he's pissed. And then also because there's a giant monster in the middle of Main Street, like the military is there with tanks and starts blasting them. So she turns Big Monster into a giant walnut, as you do.
Yep.
For protection.
Yep. Well,
it's the strongest structure in nature.
It is.
The walnut.
The walnut.
And, before the walnut, I guess, Shu gets into the big monster with them because he's trying to get control back from the girl, beaten but not down Senko is there, and she has Senko turn into a baseball bat so she can blast Shu in the back of the head. And he gets like spit out basically. Yep. And then
correct response.
Yeah, so the I guess sort of the big monster gets blasted by a bunch of tanks.
Yeah.
And then she, Tetsu, Senko all kind of get spit out and use all the commotion to just get out of there. And then basically at the end it shows you that Bad Boy Shu is still like alive.
Yeah.
And in the mix too. I'm like, okay, it was a lot of stuff.
It's like jumping into like episode 9.
I really felt like I was jumping in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if this is the initial thing, this must have lots of stuff after it.
Yeah.
It had nothing for 10 years.
Huh.
And there is a Senko Roll 2 that came out in 2019, 10 years after this.
Oh.
And there is a 3 in production. That if we're going by the time frame, we'll be out in 2029.
Nice.
So yeah, it's
or 29, 39, 49.
True.
If you're doing one at a time.
Yes. So there's definitely not a lot of this material out there. I should have looked this up, but I can look it up now. If this is like, if there's some manga this guy did that this is like, or if this is just an original thing he did for an anime. But I will tell you imminently. blah, 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 blah. production is based on a one-shot manga entitled Amon Game, or Amon Game, I guess, if it's a Japanese word and not an English word, illustrated by the guy. Yeah, the manga won a prize in 2005, and then they began an initiative to sponsor an anime produced. And the guy, yeah, single-handedly did the entire thing. So yeah, so it's based on a manga that he did. So I guess there's maybe some more to it in the source material,
sure,
but it did really feel like being dropped right into
the middle of something. A season of an anime that you're supposed to already be a fan of, or that you missed so much explanation.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him for making it all by himself, but
the backgrounds especially were like super well drawn.
Yeah, like, and it didn't look cheap at by any means. It didn't look good. I guess that's why it took him 10 years to do another
one. I guess so, yeah.
Like, did he start this one
immediately?
But did he start the one we watched
in 1999
and then took him 10 years, then this is 10 years?
Yeah, the manga was 2005.
Oh, so only 4 years. So what's your fucking excuse?
Lazy.
Lazy.
Classic poor Japanese work ethic.
Don't say the short version of that or we'll get demonetized.
Apparently. God damn it, Sue. Oh, yeah. And speaking of Susan, I went back through some, and like literally the only three words that came up that dinged us were mostly F slur, short form Japanese, and one was, well, I guess because we knew it from the from the Twitch streams that then went to YouTube, and why we started saying Susan instead of the C word. But the C word got us once.
Okay.
Yeah. So YouTube sucks.
I hate YouTube.
It's a bad thing for bad people.
I hate YouTube.
Yeah.
Hate it.
And if you guys send us enough money to paypal.me/notscottensign, paypal.me/SarianSoftPaws, we will be able to get off YouTube, go to BitChute full time, and not have to worry about the oppression of the loony left.
It would be nice to be on a platform where we can say our actual inner thoughts and not get in trouble.
Yeah.
I would like to say those things, but instead I just have to save them for being in Scott's car on the way to wrestling.
Screaming them in the car. closing thoughts.
I don't think Original Godzilla is actually that good.
And it's not actually that good.
Shin Godzilla was pretty stupid.
Shin Godzilla's weird.
And I don't like watching one part animes that don't explain anything.
Take that, Japan.